And you guys are recording now.
We're gonna go ahead and open the meeting, 6:04. Additions and deletions, we have a resignation letter from Julie Gates.
Yep.
You wanna wait and act on that when Tim's here?
When Tim, yeah, if you don't, yeah.
All right, next, citizens input. Do you wanna do citizens input, or do you wanna be under the highway?
Under the highway, I guess, you tell me.
Well, the highway, we're gonna be down the ways, but if you wanna get it done and over with, there again, Tim should be here for that, part of that, because he wants to discuss North Road.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, we really wanna wait till Tim's here for that one.
Okay.
Yeah.
Gary, what would?
I'm fine either way, if you guys are fine, I don't know.
Are you here for what reason?
I'm here about the.
He has the driveway permit.
Okay. So, Gary started putting the driveway in without a permit when we were up there working, and we noticed he was doing it, so I told him he had to fill a permit out.
Yeah.
And you filled it out?
I filled it out.
Yeah.
Right here, hold on, I can get it for you.
So, I guess before we approve it, we need to do a site inspection.
I think we have a few more left anyway, that we need to sweep back to.
I cleared up going south on there, I trimmed the edge.
Yeah.
Just up to my property line.
Yeah.
I didn't wanna go, it was about 270 feet.
Yeah.
As you said, it's probably 350 or something.
Yeah, at 35 miles an hour, it's 11 feet per mile per hour, so.
But you said you're probably gonna be trimming up there in the future.
Yeah.
I didn't wanna go on the neighbors and start trimming there, you know. I couldn't find them, so I just stopped at your lines.
Tim's gone now.
Yeah, Tim's walking in now.
He's already started it, and he is pretty close to his line, so he can't go any further down.
Okay.
So.
And the scope of the project has changed a lot.
Okay.
Well, the neighbors called us, I guess, yesterday, right? Yeah, yesterday morning, saying that it was a 10-acre, you can't subdivide it. It's like 19 and a half acres or something there.
Okay.
And so we looked it up, I came up and we looked through the stuff, and it was a little confusing, actually, because there were two lots on the same deed. But it turns out, that seems to be what it says, that you can't subdivide, so.
So, that's where he brought that road in, right next to that.
Okay.
So we're just gonna kinda clean it up a little bit.
Yeah.
So we just need to go up and see if he's got his, the pitch and get,
He doesn't have the pitch right now. He hasn't got, he started doing it.
Yeah.
So basically, it's to approve for a driveway permit to start with.
Yeah, and then we'll, and then he'll know that. What the pitch is going to be and what the law up there.
So on the back of this permit, there's a diagram of the specs is supposed to be.
But the pitch is going to be.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So
yeah.
You got to go off 12 feet, like no more than a 9-inch pitch.
9-inch and 12 feet?
9-inch and 12 feet.
Okay.
So that your vehicle will be up where you can see both ways.
Yeah.
We don't want the driveway like this. Right. Or like this. Up there, you don't have to worry about it coming down onto the road. So.
We didn't really worry. We planned on doing that, but for now, we just want to get off the road.
Yeah.
Put the car down there.
Yeah, he's as far as he can go, as far as sight distance there.
Okay. Yeah.
So well, he's got the permit.
I'll be able to see further once I trim the trees going up to his neighbors south of me.
Yeah.
But that's the good direction, right?
Yeah.
It's the other direction you want to be able to see coming at you.
Yeah. That side you're on.
Yeah.
He's got and I can see a long way. He started in there.
Oh, yeah.
And it's there. So he's just saying you need to pull a permit. So that's what he's here tonight for.
Yeah. Oh, okay, good.
So we can get the ball rolling for him.
Yeah.
He's got
we're probably, like I said, I'm not going to really progress too much more other than clean it up. And kind of just, try to put it on the market and sell it to somebody as a one family, as a single lot.
Oh.
Because.
Culvert in there?
But at least they can.
No, you won't need no culvert. It dropped right off.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
you know where Mason had his garage up there?
Yeah.
Just up the road, right at the property line.
Just south of
it. It dropped right off.
Oh, yeah. Off the road.
I know where you are.
When it rained cats and dogs the other day, it just went.
Yeah. No problem with the water coming into the road. The only thing you have to do is build it to the specs.
Yeah. Which I planned on doing, but I'm not planning on going to do it now until we. I was going to sell it as is. You know?
Okay.
Yeah. Try to sell it as is. In which case, at that point, we certainly would do it, you know.
Yeah.
Or somebody will have to do it.
Yeah.
And this will be good for a year.
Yeah, yeah. The permit will be good for a year, sure.
For before the final approval.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
All right.
But we'll take a look at the site distance and see.
Yeah.
You're as far site distance as you're going
to
get.
250 feet.
Yeah.
Once it's trimmed the other bushes.
Yeah.
I think he'd be fine there. I know where he is.
Yeah.
That's pretty flat straight there.
Yeah. It dropped down
a little bit.
Yeah, but it.
You can see it to the left. You can look down way down.
Yeah, all the way down there.
Yeah.
Of course, and the benefit you got a driveway right next to you, so that's all clear. So
yeah.
you got a good.
No, it's pretty clear. You can see a long way down there.
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry, I was late. Apologize.
Hey, there was me.
We wouldn't have started without you. I'm sorry.
That's fine. I could have just started without me. I did not come.
So no, we want you here.
Yeah, it should be all set. You're all set.
Yeah, Tim.
So they'll mail me something, or what, how's it work?
Basically, until you get it in, so we can do the final approval, it won't be into the record.
Not an issue.
Yeah. Right.
It's just open for a year.
You got a year to get it in into the standards.
Okay.
Yeah, you're all set. Looks like you're already signed, sealed, and delivered here.
No, that's just his.
That's all.
Okay.
Right, we got to just sign this.
Yeah.
Yep. Can I get a copy of those?
The specs?
Yep.
Yeah.
On the back of it.
Maybe we'll just do it. It's not that big. It's
not that big a deal if you're just coming
up. We're up there pretty high already, you know?
You just got to basically go back 12 feet and drop 9 inches in 12 feet. And then once you're beyond that, you're outside the right of way.
You
can do whatever you want beyond that point.
Okay.
All right.
Well, great. Thank you very much. All right.
Thank you.
Everybody, thank you for the rest of the
night. You're welcome.
So where are we at, buddy?
This was citizens' input. So Dennis is here. He's going to do it under the. It's on the North Road discussion on North Road, but he was going to do it under. Citizens input, so
sure.
He didn't have to.
Works for me.
Yeah, if I don't have to wait. So basically my ask is pretty simple, is that the new pavement just go to the saw cut line that's existing already, which was previously negotiated with the selectmen about a decade and a half ago.
Yeah. That's simple. What we were gonna do.
But,
yeah.
But the paver's cut 2 feet in, so
they we'll reset the topsoil when they do it.
Okay, because I don't trust them 100% to be on their own without any guidance, because they'll just pave right up to the grass over that 2 feet. So unless you can tell me who's going to be the responsible person to.
I was there the other day, but when they start grinding up around there with that machine, they went right to the edge, and of course that dragged right along the topsoil.
So it's 2 feet they took away of grass.
Yeah, but the pavement's still right where it was.
Yeah, the saw cut's there.
Yeah.
So as long as you pave up to the saw cut, that was the previous agreement, and then square out the corners a little bit because they took those corners way back.
Yeah.
Because they drug that giant rotor tiller around the corner.
Yeah, it was on the corner, so when they're doing it, they're dragging it and they're pulling around there.
Yeah.
And like I said, I just need to know if somebody's going to be responsible to tell them, because the paver's on their own, they'll just pave it right in.
Yeah.
And then it'll be, whoops, sorry.
They won't add any extra payment. Pavement, unless we pay them for it.
Norm will be there, and I'm going to be there when they pave anyway.
Yeah.
I was there when they were reclaiming. I was actually driving one of the trucks.
And then the other paper is to reinstall the traffic sign that was there on the corner.
Okay.
There was a stop sign. I don't think it needs to be a stop sign. I think you could put a yield sign there. You know, but if you're going to function interstate intersection in that place, and you need to have the proper road signs on both sides. You got a stop sign on one side. There was a stop sign on the other side that got damaged, then taken away and never replaced.
That must have been before my time, because it hasn't been a
somebody
stop
hit
sign there since I've been on there.
Well, I think you were there, but
no, there's no stop sign there.
The studs at the ground, but so there was one there after they paved.
Yeah, that was
after they paved it. They did put a stop sign there. But then it got hit by something, and then it was taken away and never replaced.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, you know, and that was our agreement with the select board before that, was we negotiated an area to advance it so that the interstate could still flow. They gave me a little bit more yardage in my front yard, and that's where the saw cut came in, and that's what we agreed on initially.
Yeah.
And I don't think, I wasn't here, of course, but it doesn't sound like he's disagreeing.
Right.
If we put it back where he's talking about, you're comfortable.
Yeah.
We're comfortable with that. So that's the plan, to do that.
Perfect.
That's
I know you were concerned because people were driving on it, but there's nothing I can really do about the driving
people driving.
No, but if you square the corners back up where they were, at least if it's grass, the right of way is still there. It's just grass, and people see grass.
Yeah.
Majority of people will avoid the grass. If it was pavement right up to around the corner.
Now they're going
to
go.
And it happened just the other day. I watched cars go right around that saw cut, you know, right to the grass. You just followed where the saw cut was.
Yeah. I know down there on where they turn on the Westcombe Road, we paved that there, and they drive 6 feet off the off the pavement.
So we do what we can, you know. Yeah. I think by squaring those corners out, you know, and reseeding them,
yeah,
you know, just will help.
Yeah.
And I don't know if I can put this in the input now. The other issue that I didn't know if the town had any leverage with the state is with speed signs. It's 30 miles an hour through the mills there.
35.
30 by my house into the corner.
Yeah, 35, yeah.
30. It's 30 by my house.
Is it 30? No, it's 35.
It's 30. It's 30.
It's 40 up above, and it changes to 35, and then it's 30. And then it changes to 40 below by the roller shed.
It's 30 going into the mills and then 30 coming back. I just drove it today and saw it.
Really? Unless they just changed them.
No, maybe
they
did.
I saw some new signs. So they were up here the other day with signs.
Yeah. Yeah. Signs
it's always been 35 down 30. Through the mills, I thought.
But Casella's MBI trucks, they've quadrupled in traffic because they're pulling from other districts going to Coventry. Percy's excavation hauling out of their pit. I mean, the average speed limit by my house is about 50, 60 miles an hour.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm just looking for if the town had any leverage or input they could do with the state to get those flashes.
People have tried out by the up here at the top of the hill, and they before I get on the board.
Yeah, we've been trying to fight the general store. There's been a lot of accidents. We try to get them to reduce the speed in front of the store.
But we got, you know, Lowell has one not near any, you know, just by Route 58. Northlake Park has always had one. Town Woodbury has two of them.
35 miles an hour.
I think he's asking for flashing
signs,
right?
That's the Mall County Sheriff puts those up, I believe.
Well, probably for North Hyde Park, but I think but for the other towns.
Still, that's Orleans County Sheriff. Yeah, that's the police.
What
he wants is one of those there when you're driving up. It flashes the speed limit. There's one where you go into Westfield right there.
There's two in Woodbury.
Oh, yeah, they get on the side. Yeah,
the sheriff.
But they did the new bridge in Lowell, right by Route 58. They've got one there.
Yeah. I don't think that's the state putting that up. That's the police.
It's a state project. I mean, doing that.
Is that permanent flashing signs?
Yeah.
But, Johnson?
Yeah.
No, it's one of those, like a radar. They got the
trailer, right?
Light sign has got
this isn't a trailer. This is a regular sign. It's all done solar.
Solar speed sign.
And it flashes at you when you're going.
That one don't flash up there.
Neat.
That one
lets you know what the speed is then underneath.
Yeah, maybe that is a state.
I
mean, every road we have problems with the speeds, even over East Hill. Average speeds over.
I'd rather do education, and if the town had any input to do a request. Last year I talked to the state highway department. I got them to put up the hidden driveway sign. Because that Japanese knotweed grows so fast, and they only mow once a year. Within 2 weeks, it's right back up there again. So driveways were invisible. You know, we had a casualty there a couple of years ago. A debt, you know, so and it's not maintained. They mow it once and then it grows right back up. You know, so I'm just looking for education. You know, other alternative called BSP and ask them to start doing random traffic stops. But
they're up here. They gave me a speeding ticket the other day.
I'd rather not. I mean, if you sit by in the churchyard and just watch the traffic go by there, it's 50, 60 miles an hour daily during the week.
Through the mills,
And I've got people beeping at me pulling in my driveway. When I stop to pull into my driveway, I got the trucks coming
behind me. Well, why would you block the driveway? Why would you block the road to go to your driveway?
Right.
Come on, Dennis.
I don't know how much help we can be there.
This is District 8's number. That's who I would recommend calling about.
Yeah.
Because they're the ones that would do the speed signs.
Okay.
I think the guy's name's Jordan, unless they've had a turnover.
Okay.
Our district tech is John Wilkins.
Yeah. When I called the state directly for the hidden driveway sign, and they were pretty prompt at bringing that up.
Yeah.
And they said they knew the road, and they knew what a challenge it was.
Yeah.
And I asked for those flashing signs at that point, and they said, well, we'll try this for now.
Yeah. Well, maybe if you call them back and ask for the flashing signs, tell them that, you know, we're on board with it.
Yeah.
They can do whatever they want.
Put them everywhere.
Every one of our roads, we did speed surveys on the roads. North Road, East Hill, even out by the school. Average speed on East Hill is 68 miles an hour.
Yeah.
Yeah. Average.
Average speed.
I believe that I have the idiots that come out on my road.
Yeah. Just lastly, and I know you're working with a lot of rain damage now all around town.
Yeah.
That blacktop swale across the street from my house in front of the Masonic Hall that runs down from Gene Scott's old house there is full of gravel. I dug out that catch basin yesterday.
Yeah. We were up there today. We dug out the upper one, getting ready for the rain today. Yeah. We see that lower one.
The lower one is repaired.
Yeah.
And I don't know when the last time, if ever, a vector was run down there, but, you know, because that so much gravel falls down in there. And I looked at the exit end of that, and it's about half full.
Okay.
Just so that you're aware of that at some point it could
seed
fill up and seize up on you.
Do you have the agenda?
I have a agenda.
I gave you his too.
Yeah.
So just in final thought, you'll take care of, you'll be with the pavers.
Yep.
You'll pave right to the line.
Yep.
They'll topsoil it back in.
I will.
Okay.
Yeah. We're gonna be, just to let you know, we're gonna go up through and we're gonna deberm from where they're gonna do the new pavement up through where they ground that. Next week we're gonna be working up through there.
Yeah. And then we'll get the traffic sign in. Are you gonna stripe it like before? Have somebody come and stripe
they
it?
They usually do that once a year anyways.
No, they haven't done it in the intersection.
In the intersection? Probably not in the intersection. No. They'll come straight up through.
No, they only did the intersection when they first paved it a decade and a half ago. And they striped it and then hadn't been done.
Every year they do the center lines. That's the only thing they paint.
But they didn't do the intersection. They haven't. Yeah. So I'm just wondering, when you pave it new, you're going to do the stripe lines and that traffic sign will be.
We'll have to see when they come in to do it. Stuff like that.
Well, do you have guidance over them when they're striping?
They don't even let us know when they're coming. The state does that. They only do our class two.
Yeah, there you go. That guy that calculates.
That's schedules. Your guy.
Ask him, ask what he has scheduled.
Yeah.
They did ours the other night at 10:30 at night.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. The state road.
Yeah.
Yeah.
15 they paved or they painted at 10:30 the other night.
You can call Scott's line striping, see what he's got to say about it.
DNS, I think, is one that did
DNS now.
Yeah.
Used to be Scott.
Or Frank.
Because usually they'll come up through and they just run right straight up North Road. They do the center line. They don't do the fog lines. They just do the center line on their Class 2 roads.
Yeah.
So that's what Northfield Road is, a Class 2 road?
Yeah. It's a Class 2,
So they just do center line, not the side white lines?
No, they don't do the fog lines.
No.
Okay. Well, that's good. Are we good?
Yeah.
All right, so that's citizens' input number two. Any more citizens' input?
Hi.
So we have Alex with a tree update.
Yeah. So there's three tree-related topics I'm hoping to just touch on today real quick. The first is a couple months ago, my wife and I planted over the school, planted six trees that were donated to us. One of them didn't make it, didn't leaf out, so I'll be replacing that as soon as the weather cools down a little bit. So I was going to ask about watering them, if that's something the road crew can handle, or if...
I don't have any water tank.
No.
I don't. Okay. The tank I've got, if I water them with that, they won't live. It's chlorine in it.
Gotcha. Okay. No, that's something I can probably take care of. I'll fill a jug in my pickup truck and run it down or something.
Yeah.
I was going to plant more trees in that lot. I believe when I talked about it the first time, you guys said between the school and that lot would be a good line.
Yeah, there's a, and if you look, you'll find a property pin there somewhere, and there's a line right down through,
I think,
nearly under the power line or somewhere near that power
that's
line.
That's the boundary?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I moved 25 to 30 feet inwards from that, and that's where I planted the first line of trees.
Yeah.
The second line could be alongside Knoll's Flat, you guys were saying?
Oh, yeah, outside the, you know, like maybe 10, 15 feet off the road to get away from the snowbank.
How many trees are we going to plant down there?
I don't know, plant them all.
Well, that's a field that they use for
mowing
activities and stuff. Yeah, and in the past they have.
They're still doing t-ball and soccer at the ball.
Yeah, so I just don't want to plant a bunch of trees in there if we're going to use
Especially if we came 10 feet in.
Huh?
Especially if we came in 10 feet in the boundary line.
Yeah. You know, I'd like to keep it somewhat afield there myself. I don't know how you guys feel about it.
We do, because we'd already had somebody ask about it last year, come with a plan on doing something.
Some garden, yeah. Garden, do a big garden.
Community
garden.
Yeah, and then they were also talking about some other activities and stuff down there.
Because we're planting a bunch of trees, and then nobody's going to hay it.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, if you're planting any trees, they want
to
be...
somebody to brush hog it.
They want to be close to the edges, so whoever hays it, I forget who hays it now.
I don't know if Don Kidder did that last year.
They still do it, yeah. But we have somebody that cuts the hay and hauls it away.
Yeah.
So we want to get trees in the way of that operation.
Sure. Yeah. So either way, I was going to replace the one that didn't survive.
Yeah.
Should I hold off on not planting any more for now?
Yeah,
I wouldn't plant anymore until we figure out
what we're doing down.
We'd like to have you move like a starter building business in there.
Yeah.
But anyway.
On it.
We'll work on that later.
Okay. So
that's basically that.
It's supposed to be
designed for an industrial park.
Industrial park. That's why we kept it separate from the school property.
Yep.
Was that 10 acres, and now it's like 9 because the historic society peeled off an acre.
Yeah. Mm.
So there's 9 acres there between the road and the power line, roughly.
Okay.
That's an industrial park.
Yeah.
So if you know anybody that wants to put up a building, put in a business.
They're going to make us do housing, I'm sure.
We're probably going to put Dollar General in there.
Oh, no.
I'll tell you what. With the school being right there, it'd make a good daycare center.
It would make a beautiful big daycare center, wouldn't it?
We already got a daycare center. The school.
I'm not going there.
And the beach.
I'm not going there. I'm not going there. The school is done.
Well, it certainly is.
But yes, thank you for your tree.
So,
you got a couple more things.
I do still have donated trees that I'm just storing for now. So if we can think of elsewhere as they can go,
yeah.
I'd be happy to plant those in the fall.
Yeah, we'll have to think about it. So, you know,
and it doesn't necessarily need to be on town land either.
Yeah.
It's just getting them off my hands and putting them where they'll be appreciated.
We planted a bunch of last year up there.
Yeah, half of them got mold.
They may not make it.
I don't think they got. I didn't think they made it. This year, stuff too. The pictures of the anchors in the tree.
Yeah.
So the tree's fairly healthy.
It's healthy, but it has some significant defects in it. If I may.
Yeah.
Just show everybody. This one, this is a tree well in the middle of the trunk.
Yeah.
The
opening
tree well.
Yeah.
Oh, where it fills up with water.
Yep. And it does fill up with water, and it's not draining. So, if this were a client's tree, I would give them notice that this is a severe structural hazard, and doesn't belong next to houses. So that's why the neighbors there they had cables installed. I hear 20 years ago, whatever, this was before my time.
Yeah, there's anchors.
Yeah, and, one of them...
That's an amazing knot.
One of them was installed, semi-properly with an eye bolt.
Yeah.
And the other one was, the cable was just wrapped around the trunk. That is extremely bad practice.
Yeah.
That is girdling that stem.
Yep.
And, I wouldn't expect that stem to last very long. It's already doing significant damage to it.
So you think that tree should come down?
I hesitate to make that recommendation because I know, how much, how significant it is to the town and the costs associated that we're trying to avoid. But I do think, in good conscience, I have to say this tree needs some help. If not taken down entirely, then maybe some new cables just to hold it together and buy ourselves some more time. One more thing I want to point out on the cable that was installed properly.
Yeah, they're starting to break.
It's exceeding its weight limit.
Yeah,
so it's leaning on that.
The cable was installed when the tree was significantly lighter, and it's grown a lot since then. And you can see several of the strands are broken.
That's aluminum wire anyway, right?
That's galvanized. That's
galvanized steel.
That's steel. That's not aluminum.
And it's popping.
It's breaking.
That's a lot of pressure.
So the combination of defects, like the broken cable and the tree well. Sort of make this tree like a ticking time bomb. Like it's not gonna be dropping limbs year after year. It's gonna, explode one of these years. If we get a big ice storm, or if it happens to, put on a lot of leaf weight one season, it's gonna fail catastrophically from my assessment.
So
which way is it going?
If we were to take that tree down,
crystal ball.
If we were to take that tree down and then when we clear that camp there, you want to plant some trees up the line there.
There you go.
That's you could plant some of your trees up the line.
Take that old one. You know, you guys can take that down.
Yeah.
The excavator.
Alongside the road.
Right along the property line. The town owns that over there.
Yeah, no, I know.
So right up through the line, if you wanted to plant some
between the neighbors.
The main road right straight up. What this tree you're cutting down, so the boundary line where their boundary line is and the towns, planted on that right on the lawn.
That tree is not exactly on the property line, right? It's on.
Correct.
It's on the side of it, but you want to, we'd want to plant trees right up the line trees.
Yeah.
Why not?
Sure.
It'd be a great place to plant some trees, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
So anyway, I didn't want to make, you know, like a top-down determination. I just want to bring, you know, this information to light, and we can all kind of think about it.
If the tree's not safe, then we don't want
to get rid of it.
We might still plan on taking it down when you're up in there, and
he's
you're
going to be
cleaning
there
around there, cleaning that house up, and cleaning around there. And then, I don't know if that's somebody with a tree surgeon will have come take them. That's a pretty big tree.
Yeah.
So that's what I do for work primarily.
Yeah.
Do you, you're an arborist?
Yeah.
Oh boy, I need your number because the cemetery, we have a lot of trees that are dying there that need to, took out some this past year, this spring, but we have a lot more that need to go. They're taking out the stones.
Definitely have a separate conversation.
All right.
So do you have a cost to take that down?
I do not. I wasn't aware that, you know, the town was soliciting, you know, my assessment for that.
Well, somebody's got to take it down. If that's
you just gave us an assessment that it's not, at some point it's going to
fall down.
Going to fall down, and we don't want somebody
to get. So we're not going to wait until it falls down and say, well, I told you so.
Correct.
And then the damage and the insurance.
And that's, you know, that's why I bring it up.
If you
wanted a cost assessment, I'd have to, you know, reevaluate and
if you could get us
get you something in writing.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
And then the third point I was going to bring up, a couple weeks ago, Melissa forwarded me an email from the state, you know, forestry authorities. They detected the emerald ash borer in Eden.
I saw that.
I'm sure everybody's aware. It's a little insect that's invasive. It's not native to this area, but it does infest all ash trees, and it's projected that within 12 years from now, every single ash tree in the state is going to be dead.
So, in the whole state?
In the whole state.
All
the
way to Canada.
In the whole northeast. And if you go to, like, towns like Swanton, or Barrie, they have it really bad. And like you drive down Main Street and these like giant historical trees are all crispy. And the nature of this infestation, the beetle kind of tunnels its way through the sapwood of the tree. So it kills it really quick, and then it makes it really brittle and really susceptible to breaking, and you know, it kinda forms like a structural hazard if there's trees or power lines or, you know, facilities in the way. So I wasn't sure if there were any, you know, ash trees on public property that were of concern.
Well,
but
I think
the best step would be to, you know, do an inventory of the street trees, just so we have that on file, and then we can evaluate, you know, what the recommended action plan should be from there. And this is a management kind of guide from the state. And hopefully we don't have to do anything about this. But again, I just thought it would be proactive just to get on top of it, so we're not dealing with expensive damage remediation and cleanup as a result of not paying attention to this issue.
Right, like you're talking about, like any ash trees that are right next to a road or next to any buildings or anything like that. I mean, we don't have a lot, I don't think, but I'd have to drive around and look. I never paid that much attention. There's a few ash trees around here. Yeah. We got a bunch of them.
If they're out in the woods, like, who cares? Let them die, let them crumble. It's no big deal. But yeah, if they're in the right of way, or if like if they're in the cemetery or the beach or something, it would be best to get at them proactively.
Yeah. And there's something to be said for, because of them borers, I don't know how far between trees they travel, but if you can, I mean, there was some plan many years ago to cut as many, cut like a swath right across the middle of the state, cut all the ash trees to keep them from coming north.
So
apparently did not work.
No, that's not going to work because the main vector of spread is actually through firewood. You know, people unknowingly cut down a hardwood tree, they don't know what species it is, and it might be infested, and then they drive it to a town that doesn't have the infestation, and then the beetle can jump out of the firewood right into the woodlot next door, and then spread that way. So
yeah, there's been a lot of restrictions. in the southern part of the state for hauling firewood, I know.
All across the state, actually. And we're in the most restrictive time of the year for that. And, you know, it's recommended that nobody move hardwood firewood more than one town away.
Right.
At this point.
That's right.
So it's getting kind of severe because, you know, the authorities are taking it seriously. And obviously, there's environmental impacts, but there's also economic impacts.
Yeah.
So everybody's you know, has a stake in this. So I don't know if I can leave this with you.
Yes.
It's just like a comprehensive management plan on, like, what steps to take. And first one is doing a tree inventory, which I think we would benefit from doing anyway. I'm happy to do it in my free time. If I could get, you know, like, the maps of all the right-of-ways, maps of town properties from you guys. I can just, like, on the weekend drive around and then, you know, mark.
Yeah, if you see them.
This tree, that tree, whatever. Just so we have, a baseline record of year one. And then moving forward, we can kind of track if the trees are starting to decline or if there's other issues that may arise in the future.
Yeah, the ash trees are, I know where there's a lot of them. They're going to get cut this winter based on this information.
Yeah.
Because you'd still be able to sell the logs before the borers eat them up. Well, thank you very much.
Yep.
Appreciate it.
Of
course. And
any
of the mapping, road maps, and all that stuff are available here.
Great. Okay.
Should be able to find any of that stuff.
Yes, if you go on people's property, you want to let them know before you get
what
on.
What you're doing, Dan. Hands up.
Yes, hands up.
I mean, I don't expect to because that, you know, kind of exceeds my jurisdiction.
Yeah.
Just any other road right away.
I'm responsible for town trees and public trees and shade trees, so. I don't expect to be walking on people's property.
No.
They actually own the road.
For sure, I know.
Yeah.
Yeah. So but the right of way is what, 25 feet?
It doesn't matter.
24 feet.
No, but my point is, like, I'll probably be able to see the trees just from the road.
Right. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
More
yeah.
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 Just be careful, because there's some...
Huh?
There's some people around town. That
well...
Maybe I'll take you along with me. Maybe you can come along.
Not me. You can take me. I don't care. You used to live down on my road there, Ronnie. He was one of the worst. He ain't around anymore, but you step off that road on his...
but he still owns us.
I go down there and talk to the guy on the river, do a little fishing. Next thing you know, he's standing up there in the woods yelling at me.
Yep.
What are you doing down here? Fishing, Ronnie. What are you doing?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So, just if you guys want to get back to me on what you think based off of that management plan...
Yeah, if you want to go look... You know, write down the trees and let us know what it looks like around town. That'd be awesome.
Then we can look at them.
And then we can kind of, then as we go around and do driveway permits and whatever we do, we can take a look at them.
Yep.
Yeah. I can email you.
Awesome. Thank you. And then following up on the tree planting initiative, if we can think of any more spots or even, you know, like residents of the town who may want a tree, happy to donate them, happy to plant it for them for free.
Okay.
How many have left?
Under 10, probably between 6 and 10.
Well, you'll get rid of them going in space and those out up to that property.
They're mostly oaks, mostly white oaks.
Yeah,
white
oak. Because we're playing down by the road, and what do you put them, 12 feet apart?
Depends on the species, but yeah, they can be even farther apart than that.
But I'm just saying because we own to the top of that hill on that land.
Yeah, you probably so can use most of them
right up
there.
So
once we take that maple out, run them right up that property line. Yeah.
That would go use them up and be a good place for them, and they'll get good sun there. They'll grow well in there too once we clear that other there.
Even once I get up there, if you want to make that like a small forest spot where you could still keep it mowed.
Yeah.
Yep.
Leave the trees far enough apart so they could be like a picnic area. But
that'd be a good spot for them.
Cool.
Yeah.
And I'll
location
up,
isn't great. That's
proposal
all.
Proposal for removing the tree.
They'll get killed across the road. That's what we didn't want.
Yeah.
That's what we didn't want them up there.
That goes back to the other guy's speed limit thing.
Right.
We've been full circle.
Okay. Well, thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate the work. I think your young one is bored with us.
Thank you.
Okay, we're up to the beach. I see beach people.
Speaking of ash tree, we do have this dead down the beach.
Yeah, have a dead one.
Take care of that in the fall.
As for the first one, I talked to the USDA today. Wildlife people that Ethan sent me to. Basically, unfortunately, right now there's not much we can do because they don't have their fly feathers. They're getting them in the next couple of weeks or so. So his best recommendation for us to do right now is to just harass them and annoy them so that they don't come back. So that includes laser pens, loud noises, and firecrackers, or letting a dog loose. That was
let kids loose in them today.
That was his comment.
There you go. Keep them occupied. They'll sleep at night. Let them go.
So,
I think that the dogs weren't involved because I just had issues with dogs eating geese.
Yeah, sorry, but I'm just relaying what the USDA relates to me. So, he did recommend that next year, or if it really becomes a big issue this year, we can use, I did put it in there, there's a goose fence that you can put around the water's edge. That will deter them from coming onto land. It takes about 10 to 15 minutes to put up and take down.
Was it electric? Yeah.
Nope, it's not electric. They just get called.
Did you look at it and read it in there? They won't fly over the top of it.
Yeah, nope. They lose their fly feathers from June to from like mid May to July. He said that this is the best option. The other option is if it really does become an issue, we can pay the USDA to come in and do a goose roundup.
And they'd be rounding up a lot of them, like 40 to 50 of them.
I'm just saying.
There was a number of years ago they hired somebody I know.
Right.
Well, they could send them out
there. Send them out in the fall before they leave.
Well, didn't he recommend that it could be shot? And I said no.
Yep. So the other option is next year we can apply for a permit. It takes 3 to 6 months to get this permit.
Well, they have a season.
Yes.
Anybody with a goose stamp can shoot them.
Well, you can't save water.
You're not going to be able to.
Yes,
with,
you can.
No, with the proximity of all the homes. Yeah. You can't shoot up there.
Of course you can.
Well, I don't care if you shoot neighbors at all. I've got to you want to know which one.
You just got to make sure you don't shoot into somebody's camp.
Oh, God.
You gotta shoot off the top of the helicopter and go over and shoot straight down on her. Yeah, I saw. I went up through there just the other day and up by the Boy Scout camp. There are probably 30 of them out there in the field.
But yeah, so that is an option. We can apply for a permit that someone can come up and take them out of season.
We've done that once.
Yes.
But it was in season.
But no, so this
we let they, somebody shoot them in season. Or somebody came and asked and they said, we're going to goose hunt in Lake Eden. Yep. Knock yourself out. I remember.
Can
who was
we
that?
Offer that up
who was that? Somebody came here and asked permission.
Yeah, they did.
Have fun.
We said, sure, knock yourself out.
And bred green fed geese all summer long. They're probably pretty good. They will swim right up to this boat.
Yeah, so that is the star option. Highly probably recommend we probably should get the fence for next year.
Did you put it up at night or something?
Yes, so you have to put it up at night. And what it would mostly be for in the beginning is so that they don't nest there. Because once they nest there, they're not going to leave. So this would deter them from nesting there.
Okay, so that's a next year thing, maybe.
I've got to see that. They don't fly laying down on anything. You ever seen those in the cornfield? They fly down.
They fly right over the fence.
That fence will be 3 feet high.
So this is the... Out of all the options I had, this is the only option that he has found that works.
The big thing is that they don't, my worry is, and Pam, tell me if I'm wrong, I don't think they're actually nesting with us. I think they're nesting at the old campground, but they then use ours as their litter box.
But their problem is they're nesting in the vicinity.
Yeah.
So if we keep them from being able to come onto our vicinity, they'll learn that it's not a safe place. That's why you need to use an air horn, apparently.
I've got 4 kids with bikes that like to yell at people. I said, you want something to do? They said, yes. I said, great, go chase them. And they did for 20 minutes this morning.
Good.
And I didn't have to.
The more you disturb them, the less they'll come back.
Yeah, so that's basically what he said is harass the crap out of them so that they won't come back.
Yeah.
Well, they were down, they disappeared for a while because we had dogs out at the end, but they were at the Boy Scouts, and now Boy Scouts have 300 people there. And
now the geese have moved, yeah.
Yeah.
They were down by the state landing the other day when I drove by.
Yeah, that's correct.
Out in the field.
Yep.
And you got a couple other things.
We are seeing an increase in numbers of your water, and I would guarantee you it is because of the heat.
It is. USDA did
so. I mean, I think that is one thing to keep in mind, too.
Okay, so.
And then that.
Somebody requested this floaty.
A lot of schools have requested that floaty, and I do know the one that has used it, and it does work very well for them.
Well, I'm going to say this. For what we pay in school taxes, if they want a floaty, then the school should supply one.
What's the floaty for?
For it's somebody in a wheelchair.
Disabled.
Or
on the
well, I only had your uncle there, the one that used to live by the farm. He's the only one that ever helped me.
Roy.
So, Melissa.
Roy.
Yeah?
There you guys go.
What?
You're going to be the helpers.
I know.
You used to help me always get Josh in the water.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, this is something you can push right into the water.
Water.
This, on see, it, you know, right here.
I would love to have one for Josh.
You need to,
see?
So.
When we want.
I'm not heartless, but you need to
no,
be
I,
very, very cognizant.
They're.
Of what you're,
about
$2,000.
That's what I'm saying. If the schools want one furnished, then. The amount of money that goes in and the federal money that they get, why don't
they? Can
they
a grant.
They
why
can
don't
grants
they get a grant?
Yeah, get a grant
that's
for it.
And bring it with them and take it home. But that's not my point. My point is you got to be super careful. You start making this kind of noise. So, have you been to a swimming pool at a hotel lately?
No.
Well, every one of them. Every one of them's got a crane at the end of it because it's ADA mandated.
All pools have to have the ADA. They have to have in there.
So how soon before? Any town-owned beach
all the
has to have an ADA mandated
well, that's
thing.
Thing. All the state parks already have
it in this year.
Yep.
Yeah. Which is why the past came. When
they haven't mandated it.
Nope, not yet. Not
okay.
Yet.
End of
will
discussion.
Be because that's what is the name?
ADA
of that?
Accessible.
Not, what's the name of that that regulates the pools in there? It's anyway they have
American Red Cross.
No,
it's
like what's, government.
No, it's something else in there that has that anyway there because they have to go around. They put them all in. They have to be in certain places. And
certified.
Yeah, the
tested once a year or some stupid thing.
So are we going to get a dock?
Get a dock
with one of those on it.
At some point, you probably will end up getting a better dock.
Now, if you're a private, if you're a privately owned place, you probably they can't mandate that, I don't think. But they mandate it in hotels, so that's a privately owned place. I don't know. They can mandate whatever they want, I guess. Until they do that, we're probably not getting into that business. That's my opinion, anyways. We, other guys might have a different opinion.
They can write for a grant. I'm sure they can get they'll get it.
Yeah, if some group.
But I know, as far as I know, Eden doesn't have anyone that needs it at this moment.
So.
The child that would have needed it is not there any longer.
So.
Yeah, he's now at Lamoille.
So, if the town owns something like that, is there a liability?
Well, somebody has to not figure out how it works and man to maintain it. That's definitely for sure. So
well,
if
somebody has
in,
to be
sudden,
responsible
go,
to operate
yeah,
it.
Yeah, the bottom
well,
goes to the bottom.
Some,
that goes to the bottom. Who's going to be
cover.
Responsible
and
for that?
And I'm sure
there.
It's going to have
just
to be
another thing.
Inspected
yeah.
certified every year.
Yeah. Once a year.
Yeah, I don't know how that
what?
Works.
So if, you know, I'm of the opinion, if we're not, being
mandated
to put any of this stuff in, then we're not putting it in. But that's just
we're happy
opinion.
They bring their own into there as well.
They're pretty, they should be really happy that we're running the beach at all.
See?
Well, my father said it way back when that beach got donated here. Town has absolutely no business running a beach.
That well?
Or running any business other than the town's business. Roads, school.
Well,
back
we don't
when we
get
used
to do the school.
And we only get to do the roads now.
There's no, there's
school's
no,
all.
Yeah.
Somebody else's problem. We just pay.
Town meeting soon, but you just watch and follow the regulations. 5 years, 10 years from now, you won't have to worry about it. They'll be dictating, telling you everything.
See, I'm rubbing off on you, look.
No, I'm reading all this stuff. And
yeah,
I don't know.
Don't
this may not be good for me on this board because, see, I wouldn't know about it living in my own world. But
I know.
As I read this right here, it starts boiling my blood.
Which one you're reading? Act 165 or whatever it is? Yeah, that's always fun.
Reading all this stuff that we're dealing with.
So, now you've got somebody, I don't know, some complaint here, okay. Good job.
Can somebody tell me, I read this over and I'm trying to understand, was the kid kidnapped or did he take, the, or did he take the fish pole? I'm trying to figure it out.
I read it twice. I filled out a few of them, sorry. That's the one that got in the back of the car.
Oh, yeah, so the kid didn't take the fishing pole. So what happened was, is that at the end, she had been fighting with him to get in the car, pulled the car up by the office. Kid still wouldn't get in, so she put them in the back hatch and drove off with the kid still holding the fishing pole locked in like the trunk of the car. So I called the state police. And I was just filling that out so that it was well documented.
Okay, I was trying to figure out. I read this twice and I said to my wife, I gotta read this. Somewhere I'm missing a line. She said, I don't know. I said, I think they kidnapped the kid or the fishbowl. I'm not sure what to do with the thing. Because they called the cop. They called the cop. So I said, something here is serious. I can't figure out what it is.
I didn't want it coming back onto us that a kid left the beach in the back of the car.
Okay, I understand now. Yeah. I just didn't. I was trying to figure
out. Like it was a hatch, so it's not technically a trunk, but it was still a trunk.
Yep. Did the state police respond, or what?
They said they were going to respond. Yeah. They never called me back or came down to follow up.
Contact.
No.
Yep. So you did your thing.
Yeah. And I didn't feel like I needed to call and follow up to see what the outcome was. Well, I did my piece of it.
Did your piece. Perfect. Good job.
So you couldn't done what it would be.
So then I assume this email is tied to this driving behind my camper.
No.
That's different.
Yeah. Driving behind my camper.
Well, no, this email mentions it.
Yeah, that one.
So the second write-up, goes with that.
Goes with this email. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's what I thought. It's Eric Niles driving behind campers on the wrong side of the road or something.
Yeah.
Then this person complained about that. She had some other stuff.
Yeah.
And then you guys wrote him up.
Yep.
Yep, into there. So he got this, he's got...
Is there a camera on the building?
There's something on the building.
That's not a camera. That's a Wi-Fi thing, so...
No, there's a something on the front of the building that is... when you look it up, it is a camera.
It doesn't work.
But is it...
I can take it down.
Does it record?
It ain't. It's
flashing like it does record, so I would recommend it come down.
Yeah, you can take it down if you want. It doesn't do anything, as far as I know.
It needs to come down right now. It's on the corner of the building.
Oh, like a...
I beg to differ. I've looked it up. I know it's a camera.
I know who put it up.
Yeah. Well, you shouldn't have been up.
Well, if it's a camera, then it should be recording. That's what I want to make sure.
It shouldn't have been up.
What does it do?
You didn't have permission to put it up.
It is a light sensor for the corner of the building.
It needs to come down. It's a liability.
If it's a camera, yeah. Or if it has any cameras.
They're not cameras. They are complete. They are light sensors. There's one over, completely right over the office door. It's just a little bit larger.
Oh, is it
Is that it right there?
Is that a night light or something?
No, that's a camera.
I will go take it down and show you. It's not a camera.
Huh.
I don't know what it is.
Honest to God.
I can take it down tomorrow when I'm there.
Take it down. We'll see what it is.
Well, if there's no, unless it goes by Wi-Fi, then
I'm just saying,
it's either got the cable. To it
there's
the
no
box.
Cable.
It
I
doesn't
can
appear
see.
That there's any wiring or anything.
That's what I'm saying. If there's nothing to it in there, that
it
a lot of people
what does it do?
Like that. I'm just saying.
Just to deter.
Deter. Yeah, I know. And it has a little red blinking light on it. Looks just like a real camera.
Somebody comes there. If you walk within its radius, it pops on.
It pops on means what? Light comes on?
The light comes on.
Oh,
it goes
just
off
a light
within
sensor.
30 seconds. As soon
like
as
on
the
side
sensor
of my garage.
Off, we use it to go to the showers at night. We use it for the other 10 sites. We use it so that we can see the...
So it's a light.
Yeah, it's a light. The snack bar window, because we've had kids go in through the snack bar window because that window does not lock. So it was put up years ago for that. There is no camera on it. I'm not going to argue with anybody.
If you want it down, it will be taken down.
Well, if it's not a camera, you're not
taking it. If
it's a light. If it's a light,
light,
light, leave it up.
Yeah,
but
it's a light.
I think it needs to be taken down right now because people are thinking it's a camera. We have that complaint, and there have been...
Well, just get some information on it to see what the numbers are, and then if it's not a camera, then... The lights can stay up.
If it's a camera, then it could be mistaken.
It's recording. If it's recording something, then it's a camera. If it's not recording,
the red light shows that it's actually on.
Yeah, it's like my garage, my driveway sensors.
Usually they ring a bell. Like that or a light.
That's the light itself.
Well, we can just order a new light to replace it that we know it's not a camera.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
It doesn't look like a camera, sure.
Solar sensor light or something.
But tell them not to worry. We're not flock cameraing them yet up there.
I think we should.
No.
No, we can't.
People change.
What do you mean we can't?
You can't. And you can get sued by the state of Vermont for pedophile. What was it?
That's what we want to catch.
Well, the problem is then you get charged like. You get in trouble for being,
recording pedophilia behavior.
Yeah, so then it's basically like you have porn.
The state
just had to take their cameras down. The state purge in Mooresville because they caught stuff in the Hannaford's parking lot. And...
Yeah.
People were like, well, you shouldn't have been recording that area. Somebody impeded or something.
Okay.
Well, that's going to make everyone have to eventually take all cameras down, I would think.
Yeah, eventually that's...
I thought you could put them up
as long as you have signed up saying it's being recorded.
Yeah, you just have to put
The fire department down there has them in it.
You don't have to do that on private property. You don't have to put signs up on private property.
Actually, I think now they are asking that all...
I know the insurance
they
company
can ask
does
in one hand
and
shit in the other. See which one gets full first.
Yeah.
So you had to put up a sign saying it...
I had to put up signs for the dog, even though the dog... He's let the freaking house be taken away, but I still had to have the signs up. I had to have no trespassing signs up.
And we...
Why is that?
That's because I'm going to stay home.
Insurance, when they came after the flood, we had to put signs up about the dog.
Yeah,
and
they're really
kind of
getting
too. They're getting
it's
really,
the insurance
really,
company that did it. It wasn't
yeah.
the state. It was
the insurance
company. So that would be somebody to talk to.
We have a guy that's going to be here next Wednesday, and that will be a good question for him of what you can and can't have up there.
Well, there you go.
Who's that?
And I will not.
The inspector from the insurance company.
Oh, insurance company's coming in.
Oh, perfect. Because,
I mean, Melissa's got a couple here, right, Melissa?
Oh, what?
There should be.
We have a sign that states that we have it on the building.
Right, that's what I'm saying. But by rights, you really can't have it point at the road.
Correct. You have to have it point. Everything I've found, you have
it
pointed
you know what I'm saying?
At the building.
Oh, my God.
But you should be able to point it at the doorway.
I want it at all the drug houses, so that way I don't have to keep a running tally.
You can't. You guys are treading around a whole bunch of constitutional stuff that we probably aren't going to solve
it's
here.
It's all about me.
No, we're not going to solve it here. We can move on.
Anything else at the beach?
Well, just this one guy
thing,
driving around.
Ryan Smith has no-showed on us twice now. He did come and he booked 4 separate times. Paid a $250 deposit, but then like Pam's tried to call, I've called, we've emailed, we don't get a response.
What's he trying to rent?
RV1 or RV2, and so he booked it out, but we have other people that want it, and so we just didn't know how to proceed. Like, he's not answering, he has no-showed on us twice.
Is he paid?
He paid a deposit of $250 for the 4 separate times that he was coming.
So if he gives a deposit, there's not a lot you can do.
Right.
Except keep it.
So keep it, and then if he no-shows after the 24 hours, because that's what's in the rules,
yep.
we can
then you
release
can
it.
Release it to the next guy.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, as long as we're following all those rules that we've changed and wrote up. But as long as we're following that to a T in there.
That's the way I read the rules. Yeah.
It'll cost us more than $250 in lawyer fees, so let's make sure we're following the...
Okay.
The longer we're talking about the rules, they use area. The rules, we put that fence up there to make sure that people aren't storing their kayaks or using it as their own tent site.
The kids didn't get to go fishing, so they have a buffer between the water and the campers and the beach.
That's in the rules that they're not supposed to, so it's up to you guys to manage that.
Yeah.
Because the other day, Friday, we went up and fixed the beach because it had some washing. And that first tent site was covered with kayaks down through. You couldn't walk from the beach over to the day use area.
Yeah.
I mentioned it to Pam, and I think it's up to the managers to make sure that, because isn't that the reason why we did this?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I watched them unload it. That was my bad. I didn't fix that before I had left. They had unloaded the trailer of them while I was there, and I didn't think anything of it. They had been going in and out using them. And then I forgot to go down and ask them to pull them back. So that's
to move them. Either move them up in their campsite or move them over to the where the rest of the kayaks live.
Which that, unfortunately, right now, like, we
are full with kayaks.
We are so many kayaks and paddle boards, we literally can't fit. There's still some on the side because they don't all fit on there.
People are storing them there.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So we may have to end up.
They're not supposed to be.
They can't.
We can, but we're getting to it. People are just coming in and bringing them there.
You better be able to allow everybody to do it or nobody to.
Well, the rules say that they can as long as they have a season's pass. And so people are buying season's passes specifically
to store them
there. And then they're coming in not with like one or two, but four or five.
So we got to you're gonna have to size that down per thing then. If you've got to figure out a way, because the people that are
seasons
staying
pass
there,
is equal to two kayaks.
Should be able to. If there are people down in that campsite and got them down there, they should be able to put their kayaks up there, because they're.
Yeah.
It's not just because somebody bought it and rented for the once, and then five people brought kayaks there and left them there because it's a storage area. You know what I mean? Because it's the people that are camping there.
Yeah.
In there need to be the ones that's, it's my take on it, needs to be able to put their kayaks on the rack in there, because we built a jumbo rack, we thought, means a lot bigger than the one we had originally.
It was full the other day. There's some on the ground.
There's no room. Pam and I were trying before the storm to like get as many on there as we could, and we couldn't even put the rescue boat back on because there's no space to have it on there.
That should be the priority.
The rescue one is right next to the beach anyways.
We used it Friday, right? Friday?
Yes.
We used it to go grab the kids off the paddle boards. And they, by the time we got back in and went to put it away, the people had swapped out and filled the space in. And so now, I mean, it's up.
You may not want to put your sign like you have to do for the handicap. Put up in there. This is for the rescue boat. I mean, that's what you got to do. You got to put up there.
Yeah.
So you gave this guy a warning about driving behind the camp.
Yep.
He hasn't done it since, I hope.
No, but his question was, and Pam, please correct me if I'm wrong, because I was getting a little confused by everything. He says that the way the road is, it's too sharp to pull around onto the road from his site.
Well, tell him to figure it out.
He drives up and around.
Tell him to figure it out.
He drives around the front side of their camper.
Don't drive.
Yeah,
no, their back side.
The back side. Yeah.
They don't want you to
down. Not where you should be driving.
Yeah.
On
the road's the road.
Yeah.
The other side of the camper is not the road.
And he says that years ago, and I said, I've never done
doesn't
it
matter.
Since I've been here. But that's right. Overflow parking was along the trees going up to the main road on the upper part. That's where anybody that cars were supposed to be parking was. I mean, we've never done it. We make them go down below and park.
Overflow parking is wherever you say it is.
Yeah.
The only thing is the upper gate, that's an emergency exit.
Right.
So you can't walk.
You can't block.
You can't block the emergency exit.
He's talking the other end by the driveway area. That field
up on the hill.
So
we designated that two or three years ago as when there's some of them four wheelers were coming up. Remember, the four wheeler club was going to come.
Wrong side
of the road.
No.
Okay,
this is behind the campers.
Behind they want to park on the leach fields.
No, you can't park there.
He's
wherever you tell them to park.
Right hand side where the campsite is.
That's
where we had all the side by side.
It doesn't.
For a while they were coming there and parking.
So he's got one of these, right?
Yeah, I wrote that up for him.
Thank you.
If he does it again, he's getting it again, and then.
And
after three.
If he starts getting really, anyways.
Peeking in people's windows, and they.
Well, we don't have any proof of that, unfortunately.
You know how to use that?
Yeah.
And you know what this number is?
Your phone number?
No, yeah. Well, she does.
Okay. Yeah.
Because we'll have a direct discussion with him.
Yep. And the conversation, like, he was upset, obviously, but he was okay about it. He did come back down after and was not as nice as Ray Pam.
No.
And that's the problem. Like, Pam and I are trying, when we address them, to do them together, and that way it's not, like...
Please do that and keep track of it.
Yep. And then,
well, if he gets in a heated discussion with him, tell him that you're going to record the conversation. Just
make sure you tell him you're recording.
Yep.
Yes. Well, you don't have to. One state of Vermont, only one party needs to know it's being recorded. And so if you start the recorder, you can record anything you want. You ain't got to tell nobody.
That's good to know.
State of Vermont, that's the law.
I thought you had to.
Yeah.
Nope. Not in this state. Just like if somebody calls you, you can record their phone call. As long as one party knows it's being recorded.
The person pushing the recorder will know.
The person pushing the recorder, no. That's the state law. I've looked it up.
Well, we have dash cams in our truck now.
That's right.
So, I mean, that records everybody going down the road. But
so
everybody's
pushing, anyways,
they're pushing us to have those.
You need to move, ratchet that up.
Yeah.
I hope you don't, but
yeah.
It's been a couple of years now. Same.
Yeah. So. And then there's one that apparently forgot to scan through Friday. Pam and I were both there. We had a group of boys that took some paddle boards that we still don't know who the owners of them were and went out and were wrestling on the paddle boards. We had to send the rescue boat out because they wouldn't respond to us hollering them in from the land. And the rescue boat brought them back in, and I called all four parents and made the parents come get them and have told them, and that's where the minor slips come in.
Yeah, I saw that.
Okay with those. But we have asked that those four are not allowed back without supervision because they wouldn't listen to us, they were arguing with us, and then tried to give us the wrong parents.
Right, if they can't behave, they can't be at the beach. Simple. Yeah.
So
what's the age limit that they can be left there without?
12. The rules currently state 12 years old, and we're going to ask that that gets changed for next year. But for this year, they can be left unattended at the age of 12.
If they sign this.
That's not currently
allowed. We ought to put a big sign at the beginning. This is not a daycare here.
Exactly.
Please supervise your own children.
I'm not a lawyer because my mother and father were married.
If they're outside of the swim area, then they're
having
not
them sign some kind of waiver is fine.
Right. They're still leaving the beach area.
And they stole the paddle boards.
Yeah.
Right?
And none of the parents gave us a hard time. They were all very good about it. They kept apologizing.
Good.
So they didn't
really understand. They didn't tell me, mad or anything like that. But I did have to use our system to search up the parents' names because the kids wouldn't give us numbers to get
that. Yeah,
we've said right from the beginning of this year, we're not running a daycare.
Right.
So, I think you need to have very tough rules because like that behave like that, they don't come back.
Yes.
I'm sorry.
I think you got no problem. Mm-hmm. And we'll back you up when you make those decisions.
We have to. So, there is a written thing up for it, like an essay on that, and I just forgot to send it.
So, and I believe that there's big signs up there that say no lifeguard on duty, swim at your own risk, and all kinds of stuff.
We have a lifeguard
there
5 days a week.
No, I know, but when they're not there, like after 9.
Yep.
After 9, they're not supposed to be in the
beach
area.
After 9, they're not in the water.
Beach area.
Yeah, these people, there was a bunch of kids down there in the water and blah, blah, blah. Well, they're not supposed to be there.
Right.
And their parents should know that.
Right.
What if you rent out the paddleboard and the kayak site that they rent it just like they do a season pass?
Well,
you rent it for the season, and it doesn't have to be much, but then you also have to lock them up.
Yeah.
And after 9 o'clock, they're not supposed to be down there.
In the water.
We try the best we can, but if people don't reach out, and we keep telling everybody this, if they don't reach out to us in the moment, we can't address it.
I mean, we even have adults that come down after 9 and want to swim in the water. Guys, you can't be in the water.
Well, they can be. It's at their own freaking risk, and it's completely...
Yeah.
But the beach is closed.
We've been saying no
sell in the day use area. They yes, only use the outside of the day use area. But the problem is they're all trying to come in and use the day use area after hours.
And if you're closed, you're closed. So.
Melissa and I thought about we could have you guys put just redrape the metal fence, like metal, like the chain link fence, and just say that they're closed so that people are stopping. I know it won't help with the campers or anything.
I was going to say, and the hard part with that is, like, no, we can't see up at the top, so we wouldn't know if somebody was coming in after 9 into their camper, and some of them leave early because they drive truck or whatever, so...
I wasn't saying lock it. They can get out and drop it.
Yeah, I mean, in this whole thing, it all spirals into the next thing, right? You got to have a gate. If you're seasonal, you got to have a card to get in out of gate, and it all spirals, right? It just goes.
We don't want any of it.
Well.
I keep telling them I don't want the technology. I had to fight with that for half the day today.
Yeah, I know. But that's, you know, that's what it spirals into, right?
Yeah.
It turns into, now you're running this because of liability and all this stuff. You're running all this. Management, and then you have, then you'll have to put up your cameras and put big signs up, because if you have people sneaking around the gate, you know, you gotta, and it's like, if you make rules, then all of a sudden you got to enforce the rules. So we have rules. You guys are, I think you're doing a great job of, you know, handling it the best we can with what we got going on up there. And the kid thing is easy. The kid doesn't listen to you. That's a one shot deal.
Yes,
you're one strike and you're out.
And if water is. They can be killed. Not that they can't be killed anywhere, but they can't be. Yeah. I just
don't tell. Don't take them out of the water and tell them to go play in the road. Don't do that. Anyways. So I don't have any problem with using that form. Do you?
No.
I have no issue with that. You?
See, wait. Friday night.
Do we want to do a formal thing about that, or?
That's up to they're writing it up there with beach managers. How they go with that.
Yeah, I think this is kind of your discretion. We'd have to start changing our rules and stuff, and I don't want to get into that. This is management discretion.
Yeah.
So if you think you need to use this, use it.
Like the other issue that we have with people coming in on the kayaks in the middle of the night, we had an issue Thursday night when I went to clean the beach on Friday morning. Well, when you came down, I went up by the swings, and there was a beer can there, and the tent site that we had all the kayaks at, she talked to me after you left.
Yeah.
That there were a bunch of teenagers that had come in hooting and hollering during the night.
Oh, I'm sure they came from the Boy Scout camp.
On their kayaks. And then they said that they were going to be going and doing something else and took off in the kayaks again.
Right,
and
that's what I mean. It's like,
we can't be watching.
You can't control everything.
At night. Yeah.
You can try, but you can't do it.
You know, and I asked, you know, she mentioned a couple of names and...
We did. I did. One of them we did, and I spoke to him this weekend about it. Okay, so, and then some guy complained about the Wi-Fi today, but I've talked to him a million times. We won't go down that road. No, it should be in water. That's a dead horse. We've gone down that road. We're done with that. Private Wi-Fi. I appreciate that. If it works, it works. If it done and done, you're not paying for it, so don't complain.
Well, he didn't like my answer, so he came here. So I just wanted to know. He was very nice about it. He was nice, yeah. He was a nice guy, but, and I tried to explain it to him.
Yeah. You're supposed to be camping. You're supposed to be no electronics.
But we floated the whole thing. We already been down that road 100
times.
Tell
the board of Wi-Fi. He said you guys were there.
The flight was important the other night, let me tell you.
Important part.
Big screen.
Make sure people follow the rules. If you toe the line and they start following the rules and everybody sees that the rules are being followed, you don't have these problems all the time.
And I do feel like, I know like there's a lot of write-ups right now, but I do feel like, and Pam, correct me if I'm wrong, we are seeing a difference in how people are behaving and what's happening.
Yeah, like, and you know.
Day-to-day is running smoother.
Yeah, things. The thing that happens to us sitting here, is we only hear the... But I watched, I was up to the lake over the weekend, it's like, you know, everybody was doing their thing. And,
yeah.
You know, and it seemed like it was pretty smooth and stuff was pretty busy, but, you know, there was no big noisy, nothing, you know, it was pretty laid back.
And that was the biggest party of the season.
Yeah, it was pretty laid back over there, I thought.
I just don't want to get into the situation that we had a few years ago with Rick.
I got called in Montreal when I was on vacation.
You know, I just don't want to get into the situation where things get...
Was that before me?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
It's been.
Oh, that.
12 years, probably now.
Yeah.
Everybody,
it's a big party place, and they all want to get together and start partying hard, and then 10, 11 o'clock at night,
somebody gets hurt,
and, mm-hmm. and
no,
I just
don't. This is a quiet campground. We can give them addresses to party campgrounds.
Well,
they know where they are.
The group that was there this weekend that parties hard and is loud, they have made the decision not to return because he's going to Alaska. So.
Bye.
This will be the last. It was a big party because it's the last. So.
Yeah, but it wasn't that.
It wasn't bad this
It year. Wasn't that. I was up there. I wasn't at the party, but I was right around the corner.
Oh, you were one of the partiers.
Yeah. No, I was around the corner, though, and it was like, it was pretty freaking laid back.
Greatly appreciates their donation. Greatly appreciates
their donation.
I ate
more
than
the
shot in
the white bag.
Okay,
I
will.
And I threw some other bottles, so you didn't
have
them.
I will.
Oh, they
feel
have
to. For the person
I
has to count those, because they are disgusting.
Eating you sports?
Yeah, the bottles.
You looking for bottles?
Yes, she is. She asked Ann Ford for a box, and she hasn't got it made because her father won't do it.
I didn't say my father wouldn't do it.
I'm saying that.
I didn't ask my
come
father.
Come up to the house.
You
I
want,
got
you want
with empty
a thing
cans.
For bottles, just take a garbage can and stick it out.
That's what we've got up there.
That's what I got.
Barrel.
Bottles only.
Yeah.
I got a whole bunch of them. Nice clean ones. They're all clean.
Oh, thank God, because
nice
there you have
back.
My truck smells like a brewery.
Wow. They're inside. Some of them are ginger ale. There's a few beer cans in there. But I got a whole bunch of cans. I tried to give them to,
no,
to give them to somebody else. They won't take them. Okay. I don't know. Where would I take them?
Yeah.
I'll come Molly. I will come get them before I go to
you do it.
Hardwick.
I'll take them. Thank you. Thank you, guys. I think the beach, I think overall, I think you guys are doing the right thing up there. I think things are coming along nice. I mean, I know we hear a little noise, but sometimes when you push back on some of this stuff, you'll hear a little noise, and that's fine. But I think this is known as a very quiet, it's not a party campground. I think people understand they have a little event on a weekend, but it's not a woo-hoo till 2 a.m. deal.
Your insurance,
I think it's awesome.
It'd probably be a good question to ask him if there should be alcohol even up there.
Well, we don't allow it on day use, and we've made sure to be really strict on that.
You
got to
be
that.
At the camper
sure
on your campsite. Well, aren't you just a fun sucker?
Well, I know
I don't
want
to be the
water
one.
Bottles. I'm not saying that people aren't going to do it, but
I see.
Know a lot of field days now, they're not allowed to do any of that type of stuff.
I don't want to be the one to enforce that.
Please and thank.
I don't even want to start trying to.
You may
want to
sleep at night like
this. No.
I like having a cold beer once in a while.
No,
it
might be
nice.
I will
settle.
I
think
you
should be asking
for my
line. I don't think it.
That's why we have the signs that we have that say no alcohol beyond this point.
Right. They already don't allow it
down
on the beach anywhere. I mean, if you're in your camper, you do whatever you want.
Your campsite.
I can tell you right now that, just like I said, water bottles, you can sip them and no, what do you get, right?
Yeah, that's what Yetis are for.
Yes.
What Yetis are for. You can't put ice in beer. Just don't do it. Don't do it.
Ice in beer?
I know people that do it.
Oh, it's supposed to
be so
fast.
It's already mostly water.
Ew.
All right, animal control. I think we're all done with the beach. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Again, thank you. I think you guys are... Doing good.
Yeah.
Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot. Have a good
Dad,
one.
Dad, you won't see little man
because
I'm going home.
Not down for the storm tonight.
Thank you, guys.
Yeah,
bye.
Careful about the storm. It's never coming.
Faye, I think you're up.
Animal control, I don't see any paperwork.
Well,
okay.
Because there's not always am I going to write paperwork up for somebody that brings me a dog. I call the person. They come and get the dog. To me, that does not require paperwork.
Okay.
So that's all that
so
was.
So those are the, you know, if I have those type of things, I'm not going to break everything up for you guys. It was what's happened is Eric Sporrow's dog goes down on Blakesville Road to the little little gut pond or something there.
Mind you, it's his own property.
It's his
the
own property.
Process.
It's the guy's Roots old house.
Oh, okay.
People keep picking the damn dog up. Because the dog will be laying out stretched out on the road and they think that it's her. And the minute you open your
door,
she jumps right in.
Yeah, friendly dog.
Yes!
I've seen that dog down there a dozen times.
So they'll call me or they'll bring it to me, and then I have to get hold of Eric, which I don't, I mean, to me, that's nothing I should have to write.
No, no.
The dog just is enjoying its life. Okay?
It is.
Dog's just doing dog stuff.
Yeah.
He's on his own property, so.
Well, that's exactly it. But people don't know that, and I appreciate that people don't. They're looking out, you know, they think the dog's been hit is what they think. Most of them.
The dog is a little stunned.
It's an older dog. Yeah,
he's a little stunned.
Can't hear as well. Don't touch it.
She's a good little dog.
It's a good dog.
She's great.
I've stopped it. Seeing that dog, I wouldn't pick it up because it's like.
You just don't know, but some people.
But I knew it lived right there. It's a collar. It's healthy. Yeah,
so
it's
I
fine.
Don't, as yeah. far as that goes, I don't do anything about that. So, any other animal issues? Nothing really.
No, we haven't heard anything. I haven't.
I had a person because, and she did not respond back, so she's adios. She complained about her geese and her chickens getting eaten by a friend's dog, and the friend's dog is from out of state, but she didn't want to pursue it, so I'm not pursuing it. It's nothing to me. It's out of state.
The dog
only thing I had originally wanted to know if the dog was an Eden dog, because if it was an Eden dog, then I wanted to know if it was registered and had its shots, blah, blah, blah. But now that she asked me to do something, and then when I tell her, all right, this is what I need from you, I need the woman's name, address, phone number, and I read it to the girls because I even told her point blank that the minute I make the phone call, she's going to be pissed. Because that's what's going to happen when you call somebody and say, your dog did this. And she wrote back that she needed to think about it and let me know by the end of the day if she wanted me to do anything. Yep. Because nothing I can do. I mean, it's out of state dog. Don't invite the person to your house again.
I saw a cute dog the other day, all red and black. Well, slinky one. That one probably eats a lot of chickens, too.
Oh.
Fox.
Oh, I was like, what?
I was like, please.
Just right down the road here.
Oh.
It's like, I was like, wait, what the heck are you doing?
The red fox.
Yes, right now here. I know what you're talking about.
I was like, they like chickens.
They've been pretty good on, I had a cat
toward down on Belvedere.
Yeah.
Right just above where you are, where you're working there, you go up to Man's in there, there's two little ones staying in the culvert there.
Yeah.
Oh. And I had three of them across my house for a long time, and I said,
why
are you little
so
buggers?
Cute? I kind of like
and anyway, and one of them ended up getting hit, and she ended up taking the others off, but they were right there at the culvert right there. You went to Dr. Man's in there.
Yeah.
Up to Roger Wynn's up there.
Yeah, this one's right down here, right on by Bill. There's a fox near Kellogg's. Somewhere in there.
Yeah.
Because he's probably got some critters running around there. Keep that fox whole.
Yeah.
That's it for you?
On the animal one.
And you got a health officer thing?
Yes.
Okay.
So, Molly called and left me a message, and I came down and because of the impending storm, because God knows that, you know, we're going to get washed off the face of the earth again, I guess.
Yeah, no, you're not. That's fine.
So, the Boy Scout. What was his name? Rick?
Eric.
He had called and spoke to Brent.
I think he said it was the other guy that called. But
okay. They called and spoke to Brent Manfer, the chief of
the fire department.
Being prepared or something, I guess, is what he wanted. And Brent pretty much told him, I guess
nicely.
Let them tell him. Whoever you tell it, did you
Brent
guys call it first?
Brent called me and said that he had talked to
who called him?
Brent.
Lanphier.
Just to let me know, and so that I could let Ricky know that with the impending weather, they planned to stay there. They were not going to leave early or anything. They planned to ride it out. And Brent just let them know that he didn't have the capacity to remove over 300 kids if something did happen, just so that they were aware. Obviously, if there's an actual emergency, somebody would respond. But kind of just giving them a heads up that a fire department doesn't have the capability to remove 300 people easily.
Why would you remove them? They got all kinds of food.
No, we had to remove
them. I don't know. Last time that culvert washed out.
Right. Oh, and they all panicked. I remember.
Oh, they had to take a bunch of pontoon boats and everything.
Just leave them there.
And bring them from there over to the
schools. The ground chief.
They brought them to Eden.
Yeah.
And took a bus and took them all down to the school.
Yeah.
Why?
Because it was such a fiasco. Believe me, Tim, it was a horrible
They got all everything they need over there.
My thing is they're Boy Scouts.
Yeah, they got everything they need. They got food,
there's a badge for that.
Shelter.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did I not say that? I said that to
the badge.
Get your hurricane hair badge.
Survival badge, they call it.
Yeah. Yeah. That's it. That's exactly what I know all about it.
The world is turning into
a problem. There must be an Eagle Scout there somewhere.
Back the next day, we got the survival.
So what ended up happening after that, Molly called, let me know, what, because it falls under, obviously under me as a health officer. And as it did before.
Well, no,
shouldn't
no,
should fall under the emergency management plan.
Should well, fall under, the, what's his name? Crewfacker.
And our director.
What's his name?
Jeff
Huntsberger.
Jeff,
Huntsberger.
Well, I'm babysitting his cat, so does that mean I have to do that too? No. But anyways, it did before. It fell under me. So what I did was Melissa went with me. We went down because Molly had told me this, and I should have had you guys help. We should have worked on this before. We did not have any access to the school.
A key.
That's
all right. You kicked the door in.
So we went down and saw Chris because that is supposed to be our emergency shelter.
Correct.
So I had Melissa go with me because I wanted to make sure that if I'm not available, somebody's got to be available, right? To get into the school. So we went down, we spoke with Chris. He said the person, Pat, wasn't there to make a key. So we still didn't get a key. He was very good about saying that he would get us a key. He's supposed to bring it here by tomorrow or the next day.
Yeah,
if he hasn't by, what's today? Tuesday. If they don't see it by Thursday, then I will ask you guys to intervene. And we will need to send
them a... Well, I wouldn't count
my time. I sent it right to the superintendent's office.
We've tried this in here. How many times have we been told, don't worry, it's our bomb shelter. Don't worry about it.
Well, we're going to have one way or the other.
You got one?
Well, no, she doesn't
know. She's got a card.
She's eating you sports. And I asked before, I don't want Molly to be put in that position. She can't, I don't want her just going down and opening up doors because
if it's an emergency, I've got a key at my house.
Oh, for the...
Weighs about 3.5 pounds.
Okay.
We can open that door.
I don't want Molly to be putting that...
That's the radar.
That's not
the whole Northeast.
I did ask them if we can...
It missed us. The first storm missed us.
The whole thing's missing us. So don't even worry about it.
But Molly does have the key. Chris knows that... we didn't say Molly's name. We just said Eden U Sports has a key. He's okay with us having Eden U Sports opening it up for us. If we need it tonight.
So who's this guy you talked to?
Chris Dodge is the new principal down there. People know him from Johnson, I guess.
Dylan.
LaFlam
is supposedly your facility management director.
Perfect.
And I thought that Kat Gallagher was all on board with us having that.
Right. I've heard this story
as
over
it's
and over
supposed
and over.
To be, right?
For 3 years, I've heard this story in here. We'll get you in there. You get it in there first. They didn't. When was it? When down there, when we were in the tent. What was that? Oh, the COVID ordeal. Remember?
Yep.
Well, she got up and said that, don't know. This is theirs. We asked about it down there and all of that in there. And everybody, somebody was going to be at the town clerk. So it'd be a key in case of the emergency. Because you have used to it for your town meeting and all any meetings. And everything is in there. And it's been just lip service ever since.
And
I'm sorry.
Melissa looked it up, and it was just you guys signed it back in
2019. 2019 was the last one.
And it was good for
25
years.
We are able to use it for 25 years.
Yeah.
From
so then we'll deal with it then if any of us are still alive.
Yeah.
We can open the door for that. But not
well, what we should do is buy it back for a dollar and lease it to the school. We should
be careful.
Should have never sold it. We should have leased the building.
They want to sell it back to you because it needs much repairs. That's why they want to sell it back to you now. They've used it for a while.
New heating system. I know it
needs
new
heating
and
water.
Shut down a lot.
So let them fix all that shit for you by the back.
Yeah.
So
I know what.
The lease would be just like they lease it for $1 and they take care of all the maintenance.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Yes.
Just like what the fire department has to do.
Yeah.
Wait, I like that idea.
They lease it for $1. The town owns the building.
You think they would bite on that?
And they'd have to do complete. Well, if you go look at it looks like a shanty town out back there.
It does.
With all them little things. But then you go over to where the bathrooms used to be for the sports.
Yeah.
They're trashed.
Yep.
Yeah, well, which I need you to come help me with something.
Yeah, I have addressed that with him already with Chris Dodge. I wanted this side note. I need to finish up the other thing, but I did want the bleachers removed because they're so dangerous. Somebody is going to sit on it and get seriously hurt, and I did that just, you know, telling him.
I think they took some down.
They took half of it down.
I was going to tell you, somebody was taking them apart.
They
haven't moved that clay yet.
No, I think they're waiting for me to do it.
Yeah, sorry. I don't have any way to do it. I got nothing. You're looking at your Eden U Sports right here.
Yeah. So anyways, as far as the emergency shelter, we need to have a key. If not, then I think we need to be forceful about it. And I had no problem going back.
We need to go to the superintendent's where you end up going, because that's the district. That's for the Lamoille.
Well, for now it is.
I'm going to refer it back to Chris. That's what they did for me about asking for doing the dog stuff down there.
For now he is.
All right. Well,
let's get a hold of Phil.
Phil.
Ah. Tell him we need a freaking key to our own school. Fix it.
He'll give us a key.
Yep, he will.
Probably.
I think he really will.
And then if he doesn't, I'll send him this.
Yeah, just keep ratcheting it up.
I was going to say, I got one relatively easy for
I think he will if that guy's back from being sick.
Okay. So he probably.
I really do, and I'd rather keep it as local as we can, and I feel like Chris is the first step, and then we move up the ladder as we need to.
Oh, so don't call Phil yet.
No, Phil's not going to do anything for me. You do realize that.
He might do something for me.
Okay, then you go ahead and call him.
I feel if it doesn't work with the principal, then I go right to the superintendent's office and I talk
it up.
Kat Gallagher, I can call her because she calls the house all the time in the wintertime.
She wants
every morning, that. 5 o'clock, she calls, wants to know how the roads are.
You should call her at 5 o'clock and ask her where our key is. There
you go. That's a great idea. You
know, in the wintertime, she calls every morning to check see how the roads are.
He said that if we had to use it at any time, he will come right up. He said the classrooms would be available to us because also we found out only can hold 200. Is that correct?
Our emergency plan says it only can hold 200.
For the gym.
Yeah. Okay.
There's been more people than that.
Well, I had more than that the last time.
I don't know where that number came from. In an emergency, you can exceed.
Okay.
I had more people there
for my birthday party than 200. My third, mine and Kelly Jones' 30th we had there.
It is on the emergency. We have that emergency plan, so they included that on there now. So it's personal cell number. So I feel like we're all set.
Sounds like you got it nailed
then
down.
We went and talked to the, what do you call the, what's he called, the ranger? A ranger. Ranger Rick.
Eric.
We went and talked to him.
Eric.
Because I knew how much with the asphalt was the last time. So I told him that they need to bring their food. They need to bring the kids' medical records this time and any of their medications.
Yeah, but we've already told them we're not evacuating them. So.
No, we have to evacuate them if there's a true emergency.
What's that? Water gets clear up that camp?
Well, I would assume that I asked him point blank why they were staying.
There's no storm. It's all went way north.
And he said because we don't know if it's going to happen, which is true.
It all went way northeast of us. It's all gone.
But if they're so worried about it, I guess our thought was call parents and have a kid.
All this fog.
Well, they should have an emergency plan in place that they shouldn't have to activate
the town.
The town every time. They should have an emergency plan for anything.
My thing is, isn't kind of like mess hall high enough up that it wouldn't be an issue with my question?
Oh,
Not, that lake's going to be flooded. There's going to be some people sucking wind down there a lot lower now. It gets up to that camp.
This place wouldn't be here.
That camp gets up to that. Gets up
that's
to that.
What I thought. Like, if it
I'm
got
probably
up
not
going
to be able to get down
Jesus
off
Christ.
The hill.
Jesus Christ. Oh, I don't know. It's been a long time been over in there, but I got to tell you, that's a lot. There ain't going to be any camps left over there. That only one would be
that lake
has
to come
up
20 feet.
You come across that flat where the brook is, where the new bridge is. You go across that flat.
Yeah.
And you got to go up about 30 feet.
Yeah,
or better.
That's what I'm saying.
And it's just down a little
bit. And then
the
water's down over the edge of the...
It goes down a little bit to the mess hall.
Yeah.
And it drops
that's right off.
Down to the lake. That lake has to come up 15, 20 feet or more.
Yeah, and it wasn't... The lake wasn't the issue before. Right?
The culvert was waterless.
Right.
And
we can't... Is it going to happen again?
No, we don't care.
We don't know.
After $500,000, I would hope not.
Yeah, culvert better.
No, no, you know. But then you're right. They should have their own emergency plans in place.
And they probably
do. And Chris, I did ask about busing, and he said that he would make that available too.
Because it's no different.
And I did tell them that they would have to pay. I did tell the scoutmaster, whatever he is there, that they would have to pay.
To get kids out?
Yep. Because we're not, I don't feel that as a... We should have to pay, should we?
I can't make that add up.
Because it's just like here. You have the people in the office know where the emergency exits are. If there's a fire, where are you supposed to meet?
Right.
I mean, it's just like in a school. In a school, when there's a fire, each classroom's supposed to be go out where they get accounted for.
But that's up to them, not us. Anyways, thank you.
Yes.
Good job.
Yes. So I think.
Don't be bringing up any more of that alcohol stuff for the beach. No more. I don't want to hear.
Do you realize how many problems it would solve?
Why does that say that?
That's right. It would.
It must be a reason.
No. Actually, we don't have any problem with the alcohol part of it.
Well, the parents are responsible parents. Right?
I can't find any number.
It's just people being accountable for their own actions.
Yeah,
I guess.
You're saying 90. That alcohol has that effect on people?
Can I see what the final one was?
It's like 133.
Yeah, it's because of the paving.
But it's
yeah, okay.
It's not.
Yeah, I just wasn't. I was missing a couple when I added it up before, but now I see it.
All right,
yeah,
guys.
I was going to say
hey, thank you.
When it hits you pretty hard.
That hits.
Okay,
but like, we have that reserve, so it's not going to do anything.
I just want to make sure I wasn't, that I was seeing the total.
That's why I just need to see which one it was.
No,
that was
that's what it was. So that makes sense to me now.
I was just like,
good job.
There's too many reports that we've done. I have to look at them.
I can't. Understood.
Melissa, what happened?
I wanted to tussle with a taxpayer.
Dale get out of line or up?
He pushed me down the stairs.
You fell down the stairs? Are you alright?
Did you video that?
I did not. I didn't video
that. Wait, did that video? What actually?
Was there alcohol involved in that?
Ricky, I'm going to be a recorder.
Please fit.
Well,
this
I was
one,
doing some kind of
there were questions I was asking.
Because
the total was like 133.
Oh, no.
Fractured it.
Did you?
I found them. I found the entries, and one of them is a paving for the fire department.
Luckily, it's still connected in inline.
2K or 31. I just questioned
how
big that number was.
Hopefully,
because
the next page
is
still
like 133. It was pretty high, I thought.
Yeah, because their doctors
but
didn't call it.
I found it. It's right.
Yours are much nicer than mine, because mine totally would have recorded that.
What did you do? You fell off the deck? Or?
No, I was on a cartwheel. There was some kind of twirl, and I was too close to the deck. Not
a cartwheel?
I can't do a cartwheel.
I guess not.
Now you figured it out.
She was enjoying life.
I'm having a good time.
That's right.
Was that at the day you had the brisket?
No, was at the weekend before. I had a little party at Monica's. Nobody's.
Joy in life. There's nothing wrong with that.
There's nothing wrong with that. But if I did a cartwheel, I'd be laid up for a week. It'd be an intensive care.
Well, I don't recommend playing kickball either, from my experience from this weekend.
My body doesn't agree with my mind as far as how old I am.
That's right.
My capabilities.
Mine still doesn't either. Although I think twice about jumping out of the bed of a truck.
Ooh.
These days. I used to jump right over the gunwale and land right on the ground. I won't do that again.
No.
That was
something there, okay.
There's this little one. This is all payroll shit. Oh, yeah. I was on a whole 15-minute site. I don't like 5, 8, or 10 or something.
I didn't, you know, I checked for a message at like 6 o'clock. I didn't see anything.
Really? I sent it.
Is that your phone then being
my
dumb?
My phone.
It's being dumb.
They're Apple trying to force me to buy a new one.
You gotta get off the Apple train.
I know, but man, it's so easy to use.
What do you
I tried to use the
what do they do?
Calculator on the iPad last night.
Was it a pain?
And the goddamn thing keeps having
apps
come up on it.
Yeah, because your calculator is a free app, so you're getting ads for other apps.
Yeah.
Because it's Apple shit.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. He was
I got
mad.
So frustrated with it last night, I could have threw it right out the door.
Mine's been getting on my nerves.
So,
there was a lot of
yelling. She took in... did away with that one there.
I need to just get you a real calculator to keep at the house. That's what we need to do.
Right, but if you have Android stuff, the calculator is built into the operating system, so there's no ads attached to it.
Mine doesn't have any ads. That's what I didn't understand.
Oh, no.
My calculator doesn't have
That's because you're on a phone. If you're on an iPad, you had to download the calculator. And the calculator,
that's dumb.
The calculator has ads. It's an iPad thing. It's Apple.
Because my phone has a calculator and like I don't have any ads.
Nope.
I couldn't figure out what was going on with it.
Apple is on my
do you like Android
corporate shit list. Yeah, I do like Android.
You have to buy a new phone.
So the water is all set up there to the beach then, right now. The lake water and the drinking water.
Yeah, the lake water, they had that one test that failed, and then when they retested, it was fine. And then
two weeks ago,
it was a little high.
Yeah.
And it because of the geese, but then this last one dropped right back down.
So don't be drinking.
I heard that we had any issues where we had to close it or anything.
No.
So don't be drinking.
Well, we did have to close it once.
Oh, did you?
For might have been 2 days by the time we got retested.
Don't be drinking the lake water, that's all.
Yeah.
And they said that was because the date... It got held off somewhere?
That was speculation.
Oh, that was speculation?
That was speculation. Okay. It could have been the geese. It could have been we did get a lot of
rain
a couple days before that.
Yeah.
Or the day before that. Probably a combination.
I
have one question. Mm-hmm. This one here says for the report for $60,000. And I got $81,942 over here. See that? Did we only pay $60,000 of them?
There must be a credit somewhere. Yeah, just as I was walking out of work. So I came up.
This one totals $81,949.74, but we're signing for $60,000.
Then you had to deal with that.
Yeah, well, I shut the whole system down. So somebody
told
somebody it was leaking. I went and shut it down, shut the whole system down. And then...
That one's 61,000 here.
Or it's not water.
You're up to 61,000. I think it's worth that.
So, but it's not pretty inert. It's mostly water.
This one's for 60,000.
Water is whatever you use to make cosmetic.
Oh, big deal.
Kind of pink water. It's always pink. But it's... I had to shut the system off.
I don't know.
Keep it
take a look at it.
We got thousands of gallons of storage there. Fine. Put them on. But it took me, 15 minutes, and it was quarter past by the time I left Essex. I'm like, shit. And then I'm out of fuel. They'd stop my fuel.
Why do you run your car out of fuel? Dad yells at me.
I didn't run it out of fuel. I stopped and put fuel in it.
Yeah.
But I had my little thing said, the light came on the way home, and it says, so many miles to go. And I'm like, well, I don't know. I'll stop and get it.
Right.
I don't want to run that diesel out. I don't know where it runs out. So as soon as that light comes on, I'm buying fuel. I'm not waiting until it sputters, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
What happens in these new ones if you run them out? You ever run them out?
No.
Don't. I
know those new trucks, the two Freightliners down here, just changing the filter, you have a hell hell of a time getting them started. You have to prime and prime and prime.
Yeah, I'll bet.
And
I don't
think it's gone. These new trucks, they're not a cartridge that's been on.
No, a big can.
And I think it's stupid. You go down from the top, so you loosen the cover up, pull the cover and the filter out, and all the shit runs back down into the engine.
Yeah.
That makes a lot of sense, don't it?
Oh, because, yeah, it's the canisters down inside.
Yeah, it goes just the opposite of the way you would think.
Yeah.
All that used oil and all the stuff that's on the filters runs right back down into the engine.
Both payroll.
Another big payroll ones, yeah.
The
old ones always had a nut on the bottom. You pull the bowl off.
Yeah.
All the shit's in the bowl, and you take the filter off.
Yeah.
And you dump that, clean it out, throw the filter away, put a new one on, fill that up with fuel, and put it back on.
Yeah.
Is this today?
Up, up, down.
Yeah.
So
it's stupid the way I feel it. Pain in the ass. My wife's new car is the same way.
Yeah, oil filter pointed
straight
up.
Little goddamn cartridge filter
pointed straight up.
Yeah.
Yep. With a little cup around it in case you spill something. Thanks.
Well,
Subaru's like that. My wife's Subaru is like that. It's like, why would you do that? They used to have them on a down low, and they're pointed straight up.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And they were right at the bottom of the oil pump.
Yeah.
So you take that filter off.
Which you probably won't because you probably
look.
Pull a little oil on the new one, and if you're really, you know, really meticulous, you put some oil in the filter.
I
do.
I couldn't find the number.
They'll run with that oil for a week. Spin that filter back on, fire it up. But this upside down oil filter business is just crazy.
Yeah, because it's pulling from different areas.
To figure it out.
Yeah, so it's pulling from different areas. So this is actually going to be your total, but this is with the cemetery check that we was also writing out today.
What was the 80?
The 80?
Remember the total of 80?
60 plus. It's that 60.
60. Well, this one was
so
plus
this all is, that.
It's just the accounting stuff working in between a bunch of things because it does multiple things at once. What you really want to look for is what's coming out of the checking account. That's telling you what you're paying for the bills.
So that's right up here. So this is what was actually coming out for the bills. And but
which is those plus the cemetery.
But see here.
But you can't really go by this because it does multiple things at once.
Oh, okay.
Like if you look. Like up here, for instance, if we put invoices in early, it hits this liability account and holds it.
Okay.
So it's not going to show it in the same day when we run them because we put it in last week.
Okay.
So sometimes it may match, sometimes it doesn't.
Okay.
But it really, that's not really what you want to look at.
Yeah, I was wondering because I'm just flipping through the stuff and I see $80,000 and then I go over here and the invoice is only for 60.
There's
a bunch of pluses
and
minuses.
It's $80,000 worth of activity, but some of them might be pluses, some of them might be minuses. They all get combined because that's all of your activity.
Yep. So your check you wrote was only $60,000.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right. I just didn't know. A light came on when
I know. It's a good ask question.
Yeah.
Make sure, but no, you just
want
to look right at that check and it
comes
on, it'll tell you exactly what
you should.
I haven't.
Well,
son of a bitch.
Ain't trying this one either.
Better get on to it.
We all messed up.
Usually, if they show up over here with two signatures on them, I'm pretty good. I couldn't, that first one I got, I couldn't make it add up to the total at the end, but then I found that other. There's one that's got five numbers in it.
Yeah,
okay. That's closer. And this is payroll.
Another thing, if you want to match exactly, if you look, I think it was the last page, which showed you the checks he wrote, matches that first page.
Okay.
This one's done.
With the exception of, like I said, we wrote something out of the cemetery, which they have their own order, so that $1,000 is
how many orders was there?
Seven
of them. Okay. And we've signed them all by George.
Yep.
All right, so minutes review.
I didn't see anything.
No,
that's good, because I didn't read them.
Okay.
Did you read any of them?
I read a lot of stuff, but I didn't read the minutes. I was so wound up about that other stuff that I didn't want to read anymore.
Dad told me the geese stuff was too boring.
Well, I didn't read through all that stuff because I started reading about the prevention for the geese stuff. It's a just info stuff. Well, I've read enough. Just said,
well, you there's flashing lights in there, and then they got the robot thing in there, and then they got the fence, and then...
Okay, this is before the USDA guy was nice.
The flashing lights aren't going to work because people who have seizures are not going to be able to have those up there.
Maybe the people with the seizures flopping around will scare the geese away. Just saying.
Yeah, I was going to say, what was that?
That's Tim's storm that went around us.
There's no storm. It's just a little bit of rain. Yeah. So the thing is, you might get a lot of rain because of all that smoke from the fire that was,
well, it was right over
the top. It was today, orange today.
That's all smoke from a Canadian forest fire.
Was that Thursday? Is that wicked storm, Mr. Bubby? It was pouring so hard. My poor wipers didn't want to take care of it.
I've never seen it rain that hard.
Oh, my God.
It snapped pretty hard here Thursday, yeah.
We were over there digging that cellar hole. Ryan saw it come across the ridge. He said, I think I'm going to pick that laser up. It just started sprinkling a little bit. When he got that picked up, he was soaking wet.
Yeah, it came across there quick.
We come back across Belvedere Flats. It looked like the Flats 118 looked like it was a brook.
Yeah, and the water was coming up over the thing, and I met this car coming. I said, whoa, she was hanging on that thing there.
You know, hydroplaning through them.
And you, I could, because it's got those swales in there. Yeah. But I make a motion to accept the minutes as written for June 23rd.
I'll second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? No opposals, so I guess we've accepted the minutes. All right, we got a little bit of highway department stuff. We got some North Road paving discussion, I think. Wasn't that the guy that was here?
Yeah.
Yeah, you did.
He was better about it than what he was when he called. He wanted us to me to stop everything up there.
You don't need all of this John Wilkins stuff, man.
He was pretty wound up.
Huh?
He was pretty wound, a little bit wound up tonight.
Not really.
Not bad.
But his email wasn't. He said, I don't want to make it. It was his email that he wrote into there, and I think when he knew you were going to be there, he got more comfortable with what you already. It says it's back to here, but the black cop goes. It's only going to here. You guys will take care of doing it into there and making it happen.
When you send me one separate like that, I read it.
But then I also put that
when he called, he was concerned about people driving on his lawn, the sign that was missing.
This one.
He talked about a curbing, and then. He said, well, we were outside our right-of-way, and I said, I thought that right-of-way thing got taken care of in 98, and Melissa did find the stuff.
I found some stuff. It's hard to tell what they agreed to, because that's not what he did.
And that map thing, I tried to read that, mister. That's like, you could hard to see that, what that was.
Yes.
So just a question about this one. It's all, do we post a schedule of these paving things and all that?
Oh, yeah, somebody was upset about that.
Road wasn't closed.
Road wasn't closed.
We don't have to post anything.
So my question to you guys, are we going to notify every landowner when we start working on the roads?
Nope.
And mowing roadsides?
Nope.
The state, no. They just put a sign up. They mow down through the roadside. They put a sign on one end, one on the other.
Yep.
Roadside mowing happening today.
Yeah. Well, they were concerned.
There tractors in the middle of the road in here. Either run into it or stop or go around it.
I went down. I showed up at the wrong way bridge in Cambridge the other morning, and your brother and about 10 guys were standing on one side of the bridge with one whole lane blocked off.
Yeah.
Washing the bridge.
They weren't doing nothing. And you had this, but they had two flaggers out there. They were all standing around the truck,
getting ready
to wash the bridge.
Getting ready. I think
it was early in the morning, you know.
Yeah.
Well, it's pretty funny. It's like they got the road all blocked off. The boys are all up there, coffee going. They're talking about what they're going to do. There's about 10 of them.
Probably had a safety meeting.
Probably. That's probably what it was a safety meeting.
Yeah. But they're supposed to have a safety meeting.
Got to have one before every job.
Plan.
Yeah.
Got to have a plan there.
Yep.
Escape route.
Okay. Whatever. Thank you.
They were upset because we had it scheduled for a certain date, and I couldn't do it on that day. They wanted to do it on a Tuesday, but I'd already had plans in the afternoon, and I wasn't sure how long it was going to take.
Right.
And like I told Norm, I said, I need a little bit of advance notice. I said, if you want, we can do it on Monday, or we'll have to wait and do it on, because Ryan was leaving Wednesday to go on vacation.
Yeah.
I said, or we'll do it the following week. And he calls me back, and he says, we're going to do it Thursday. I said, that wasn't part of the day.
What part of the week did you
Vic was driving one truck and I was driving the other, and then Pike's guys all got there, and they set their flagging up and everything, so.
Right, so you didn't know until Tuesday that you were paving on Thursday.
Or grinding.
Yeah. So it's coal-planing. Like, how are you supposed to, you know it's going to happen sometime this week or two.
And he called me Wednesday morning and wanted me to stop everybody from working up there.
So how much is that? $100,000+
a minute?
I don't know what the coal planing bill was.
We haven't got that yet.
Yeah. So, I'm just saying it's gonna stop back and then have them rescheduled again.
The coal planing is done. I have been holding off until after things get decided here, because the way he talked it, we were gonna have to figure out a right of way and assign an agreement. Is that the way you understood it?
Yeah, I thought you said he wanted to settle it basically once and for all.
Yeah.
Clearly it hasn't been settled.
So.
But he was tonight. He was happy. Yeah. If you stay with the black top and topsoil, and he's happy with it. So.
All right. There's already a map.
But the map, the road showing the map in the right of way, that's a match.
Interesting.
Well, this time we'll put a little more detail in the minute. We have to refer to it.
Yeah,
we'll describe the whole layout.
We will only pave to the edge of the existing blacktop.
Yeah. Right. And then topsoil and see if we can get it back.
They ain't going to give us an extra pound of blacktop. Trust me. I know, but
you're paying by the ton.
That's right. Yeah. They ain't going to put an extra 2 feet out there because they feel like it.
That well, they will if we're getting paid for it.
Well,
well, we ain't handling
it. But this one here, you know, I think, I don't know whether to respond to that or not.
Did you read that
I
one?
I told him that he could come to the meeting if he had it.
The guy,
I would feel
Alden perfect. Adams is
perfectly happy to respond and say there's probably going to be an open seat on the select board coming right up.
Communication, that's the person.
Come up here and get on. Manage that shit he can.
I just responded. He was more than welcome to come to the select board meeting tonight at 6 p.m.
And that him now?
No.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, whatever. There's no reason to respond to that. It's fine. There's somebody coming in. If they're all wet. All right, driveway. We've got a couple of driveway permits, or one. That other guy brought that big one in, and we talked about that one.
Yeah.
Is this the same one? No.
Might
do. That would be 106 North Road, Eden Mills. That's the same one, isn't it? So I don't know. I haven't seen this one or 106 North Road. Yeah, I don't know. That's not very far up. That's like right there.
It looks like they want to replace something. I didn't look underneath the tag.
Let's read it. Water line replacement between the church and the Mason Lodge.
Okay. That's on Ingalls Road.
That's on Ingalls Road.
It's on Ingalls Road, not North Road.
So Ingalls Road.
It needs to be replaced anyway. It's not. It needs to be replaced.
What is it?
Looks like a light, but it
doesn't work.
It works, but not great. And there's a bunch of black. Like, I don't know. It should be replaced anyways. And this was the first written complaint we've got, but I've had several other complaints verbally.
So, are they going to dig across that road? Yeah.
They want to dig across it. I'd say that they got to take in. Do they have their contractor?
Doesn't say.
They do, because he wanted me to call him first thing tomorrow morning to let him know whether or not he can continue.
Yeah, just got to have proof of insurance in here.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and you know, put the road back where it belongs.
And it has to be,
Okay.
It's got to be down 4 feet, too, right?
Minimum of 4 foot of cover. It's a water line, so they should be 6 feet deep.
Whatever's under
coming there. Coming out, I'm going from the minimum, church right, to the Masonic.
I would say whatever's under there is probably at least that deep. I don't ever remember it freezing up.
Well, that's fine. I just didn't want to make sure that they're
going to. The last winter.
Did they freeze it last winter?
Yeah. Well,
maybe it's
working. They did some, I guess the guy that's doing work up there, Doug, did some work around the church, and he hit the water line.
And they ran it across the top or something. Yeah. Who knows?
Something happened.
So we're going to approve this, and you're going to talk to the guy in the morning.
Yeah.
So
She's going to talk to him.
Yeah, I'll talk to him.
So what are we doing? What do I have to do with this thing? Right away, excavation insurance.
As long as he follows it.
Proof of insurance. Yep. Just so I can write this down.
Proof of insurance, and you got to make sure that it's
minimum.
Put back in, compacted back in, and gravel back on the top. Put back into the way they found the road. Pretty simple.
Yep.
He actually needs to sleeve it, too.
I was going
to
say, I wonder why I don't put a sleeve in there so it's done.
I think in our thing, it need that's one of the comments, is he needs to sleeve it across the road.
What does that mean?
Piece of pipe, something so he can slide it
through. So, conduit larger than, it's schedule 80, I believe, in our specs. And usually we make them put an extra one in, but if it's just for a water line, he might want to put an extra one in case he ever has to take and run a wire or something across for a pump.
Possibly too.
What's today?
14th.
Eden. 14th. July, right?
July, all day. Even though it's raining.
For like 30 seconds now.
You want to make a motion or something for this, or do we just sign it?
I'm gonna say just.
I'll make a motion. Go ahead and sign the. Give them permission to put a water line across the road on Ingalls Road.
Per our specs.
Per town specs.
That's what it says. See town specs right here.
Yeah.
But I wrote down about compact road to original and sleeve this to avoid future digs.
Yeah.
I mean, just get them headed in the right direction.
Seconded.
All right, favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
So when you call them, just let them know that they got a sleeve, Schedule 80 sleeve across the road and proof of insurance.
You want to put an expiration date on this? Like 1 year, a year?
I think it's 1 year.
I think it's 1 year.
Well, you can change it based on this.
We have to inspect it anyway as soon as they're done. So.
Yeah.
Actually, we're supposed to inspect it before they backfill it.
I'll give them a year. Sounds good.
I think everything I've read says 1 year.
Yeah, it's fine. That's what we do for driveway permits.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That you can, this form, we have a place on the back where we can say, hey, this expires in 2 weeks.
Oh.
You know, you got to get your shit, whatever. In case it's in a fall or.
Wintertime. We don't want them digging a crossroad in the wintertime.
Okay.
So that was, I guess, what we called a driveway permit?
No,
or?
That's the driveway permit.
Oh, the driveway permit was. The guy
did anyone actually motion to approve that? What was I'm got confused. Sorry.
We motioned. Ricky motioned to approve this.
That, but earlier in the meeting when you guys were talking with Gary.
I don't think we changed anything.
We.
He doesn't technically have a permit.
Who?
Gary did not have.
He filled it in. He filled it out.
Oh,
yeah, yeah, it's right here.
We gotta go up and look at
it. Okay, so we still need to go up and look.
I gotta go up and look at it. And make sure, but he's already got it in. He's gone as far as he can for sight distance. But when he does it, he's going to have to build it to the town specs.
Yeah.
Okay, so, but are
I
we
think that's what we
said. Yeah, we
so he put some stakes. So you're going
to. And he said
I don't get recorded or nothing until he does it and we get the final approval.
No, I know, but you guys technically have to approve it first.
The original permit. Right?
The original permit, you guys have
to. I'll go look at it and we can.
Okay. Okay, so we'll put this on for next meeting.
We'll table it
until
next week.
That's it. We'll table it for next meeting. That's all I needed to know.
All that stuff's got to do with that. The guy that was here earlier. Roadside mowing, that's you.
Yeah. You wanted me to solicit a few bids on doing the roadside mowing?
Yeah.
Or check with Bill and see if he'll do it for what he did last year?
Yeah.
Yeah. Poke around, see what you get. Yeah, what you can get.
Weeds are growing well this year, Mr. Buffy.
Weeds are growing.
Down that Blakeville Road, or down the Knowles Flat, Mr. Buffy.
Crooks Road.
Crooks Road, Mr. Buffy. It's all the way, and it's really on the other side now. I hadn't really noticed this much, but it's weed. Rolling. It. Yeah, down there.
We're going to go down through with a loader and just push it over there, just so that.
Don't mow it,
It's climbing in the road up on a camp road out into the lane right now. We're going to have to go around with a loader.
So is that what you want? Just push it over the bank, push it down over?
That's all we just push it, just break it off, just push it down before it seeds.
Because if you mow it,
I'll do mowing if you want. Just push mine right down over there. Just bend it right over if you want.
Yeah, that's all we do is just take a bucket, just push it right over. Just
go down through and roll it because I see it's around there by the bridge and stuff.
Yeah,
because it's definitely, mowing it definitely spreads the shit.
Yep.
Wicked.
Yeah.
I see the state don't care. It's going out there.
This river is full of it now.
Yeah.
There weren't a few years ago. There weren't a thing in here now.
Yeah, full.
I have
down
to keep
water.
Going down. But I am going to take your advice. I think in the spring next year when I get it, I'm going to get it down. I think I'm going to put some plastic and dump some sand over that black plastic and see if I can kill it into the kill it and try to get it to die down. Cause it grows.
You could always have Rick fill up that chloride tank with water.
Yeah.
It won't kill it.
Won't kill it. Yep. Even if you salt the earth, it still grows.
It didn't kill it.
Has this holding up? Is it still gone up here?
The beach is still gone. Once in a while, they had some come up in that
rain garden.
They had some plants come up in
like
that.
Six different spots.
Wow.
So they pulled it?
Mm-hmm. Pam pulled it.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's
threw it right in a bag in a dumpster.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But that's going to be, they're going to have to watch that, because that root's still there.
Yeah, she put, like, stakes down so we could see where it was, so, like, keep an eye on it.
Yeah, I'm going to try to get it up anyway.
All right, yeah, so you're going to go look and see about roadside mowing.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah, we can get the roadside mowing done.
All right, cool.
We're going to, we're all right to proceed with the paving then.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't you be?
Well, I just want to make sure that we're ready to proceed. So.
Oh, because of that?
Yeah.
I'm not saying anything. Your guy was offered to come here and speak his piece. He didn't show up, so it's fine.
No additions and deletions?
Not last time.
Okay.
Any grant updates?
We have to go back up to number two.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. We got to go and do the number two because you guys skipped it. Forgot here.
Yeah, because we wanted you here.
Yeah, Julie resigned.
Yeah.
I guess
that's too bad. Sounds like in the day. Yeah. So, but
I'll make a motion to accept her resignation.
Yeah.
Seconded.
All in favor?
Aye.
You probably send her a thank you for.
Yeah.
Thank you note.
So now we got to run an ad for that.
Yeah, because you only have one.
Looks like she got a lot better job. Or a good job. Well, that's awesome.
It's the job she has. I think she's just getting
just getting bigger, yeah. Yeah, getting bigger.
Okay. Well, I think she's just on that. She was on like another side accounting thing.
Yeah, that's what it looked like. She took on some more work, so that's fine. People got to make a living. So, all right. So now we're, any update on playground equipment? Grants? Any grants?
I'm going to reach out. I haven't heard, but she said middle of the month. She's going to reach out to me to order it, so I was going to reach out to her tomorrow because I have not heard from her. And the middle of the month is 15th, so I figured I'd reach out then.
Okay.
And then for the MRGP, is that what that is?
Yep. Yeah, from...
Yes, we have gotten the approval for the Blakeville stuff that you and Alec talked about.
Oh, the engineering.
You called her down by your house, the one at the bottom of the hill with the whole.
Oh, I saw somebody paint orange. Was that you?
There, there, and then the next one over by where you turn up Tatro Drive.
Yep, that one's been dicked for a long time.
And then coming back the other way, the one where we left off last year, one or two of those, whatever. We got more money out of it this time than we did last time. So.
You're going to poke around the end of mine and see if that catch basin's there?
I know the catch basin's there.
There is one there somewhere.
Yeah,
I don't know. At the end of the road. I don't know where it comes out.
I do. It crosses the road by
Macy's
driveway. Crosses there.
It doesn't cross. Yeah. Doesn't cross Lakeville. No, goes down the ditch.
I had to change it. That's where it would go.
Yeah.
Straight across.
Yeah, because that's a mess down in there. Hmm. But anyways, it's fine. I can clean it off, but the water ain't going to ever go down because the ditch is full.
Yeah.
What's his name? Don't want you to dig it.
Wouldn't let us dig it.
Well, that was the old man.
Right.
So maybe the boy that's in there now, or ask Stanley. He owns it.
Stanley owns it?
Yes, sir.
His daughter's moved into it.
Well, they're working on moving in. I don't think they've moved in.
No.
Because they need a lot of work before they move in. Yeah. A lot of work. But that's fine. You ask Stanley. Yeah. You probably have to get that out. So I'm cool with it. Don't hurt my feelings either way.
There's no ditch up the side of that road because Mike doesn't want us ditching the side there.
Yeah, but don't run from up there too bad because it runs up down off the hill and around the corner. But who mows that on the other side of the road? That's Ronnie's land. Right across from Mike Hayden's is Ronnie Moore and owns that.
Yeah.
Who mows that? Somebody's going in there and mowing it and
I have no idea.
Cutting the brush. What the hell's going on there? I know it ain't Ronnie.
Jubal's son?
No. No, it was happening before he moved in.
Oh.
I think Jeff has been doing it.
Maybe Jeff? I don't know. Just wondering because I see it and I know if Ronnie lived there and he saw somebody on that property, he'd be throwing rocks at him.
No, Jeff's been, or is it Jeff?
Jeff's his brother, yeah.
Someone's been with him and they said that they were working down there when they came in here.
Interesting. I just wondered who it was. I don't care. It looks nice. Whatever they're doing looks good.
I think it was Jeff. I don't really remember what he said.
Yeah, so you're going to be doing some culvert work. Let me know so I can go the right way when I come to the bottom of the hill.
You'll know it.
Yeah. We'll be able to see which one.
We're going to close the road when we do them. They can go
one end or the other. Yeah, that's what I mean.
Road closed through traffic.
Yep. Don't blame you. That way you don't have to pay for flaggers and all the other crap.
Yeah.
And you just got to go around. It's not like a big deal.
We do the ones on Melissa's road up there. We're going to do the same thing, close the road.
Yeah, because you can get to it from either end.
Yeah.
So why not?
On their road, dude.
It saves you guys a lot of headache, right, dicking around.
Well, you can do it a lot quicker. You don't have to deal with traffic.
Don't have to deal with traffic. All right, cool. All right, so ratified, no addition to ratified. We'll have to ratify this other one next week, or 2 weeks, or whatever it is, or Thursday. Thank you. Grant update.
You're not doing it. That's just BCA.
I know it is. Grant update discussion. We're through that, kind of. Okay, so other fund balance policy. That sounds like a Melissa.
Well, I didn't know. You need to look at the policy again necessarily. There was a model one, but you probably want to start thinking about if you want your policy. Obviously, we just ended the year. There's some fund balances that are growing pretty quickly, and whether it's verbal or a policy, you're going to need to make some decisions as to how much you want that number to grow for each fund.
You see this blank stare on my face, don't you?
Let me pull up an example for you. So remember last year when I was concerned that we didn't have enough money for what we owed the taxpayers?
Right.
Now we have like an extra 100.
Well, good.
It is good, but how high do you want that number to get before we say, okay, taxpayers, either you guys take it off the tax rate or taxpayers, what would you like to do with this sum of money or whatever?
Well, that happens next March.
Yes, but I don't want to wait until March for you to figure out what
we're going to do. No, I understand.
Because there's $150,000 in there now. Now what do you want to do with
it? I'm trying to be proactive, Tim.
No, I understand, but there's going to be other expenses, right?
Well, there'll be expenses in the year that we're in, yes, which is why you should never get rid of the whole entire amount.
That's right. Seems like we've had to talk about that a little bit.
We have. You definitely want a balance, but how high of a balance do you want? So, in ending the year, we're actually at 200.
But you're gaining.
We're gaining. We gained.
How much did you gain this year?
Well, I'd have to do some research. Part of it was because when I changed and corrected all the accounting, there was money that was in the wrong places, so it wasn't obvious that it was even there. So now that it's all straightened out, that number jumped pretty rapidly.
It's trued up.
Now it's the true number.
Everything's trued up from all the little divides to true one area instead of having in there. So your checks and balance. So your checks and balance now is coming out of there. So before it was kind of like all
over. Right. Now it looked like one number, but it wasn't an accurate number because the accounting wasn't right.
Right.
So sounds to me like there may be a one time, kind of a one time. I guess you'd call it a windfall almost.
It probably won't grow so rapidly in the future like it did in the last
year. That's right.
But it's going to hopefully continue to grow. If you're collecting as much in taxes, especially that you're supposed to, then you'll probably gain a little bit.
You're only supposed to collect exactly as much as you need to run the town. Should come out zero at the end of the year.
But you're there again,
well, yeah,
you don't be.
It's not just taxes. We have other revenue in the office, which is a little somewhat unpredictable.
Yes, some of the interest and the beach.
Well, that we charge to record things. Right. There's different.
No, I understand, but
so
if you make a little more money, technically, legally, at the end of the year, you're supposed to give the taxpayers the.
You can leave it up to them whether they want to.
You're not supposed to take the whole amount. This is a discussion we had last year.
Right. You want to leave yourself a little cushion.
Yeah.
Some working capital.
So if you keep 75 in right now, say it's this here, and you put $125 back somewhere and you keep 75, that gives
you. Or you can do a percentage. Yeah. Like I think VLCT recommended like 15% of your budget.
Of the budget. Yeah, there you go.
So you guys just need to be thinking about what number are we going to do, and we're going to know, we need to know going into probably December as we're preparing everything, what we're, if you're going to present something to the taxpayer.
Holy crap, think of that.
If we you had $200,000,
that's amazing.
You have 200 at this point.
You do. Keep in mind, 50 of that was the money we got back from Fidium that you wanted to use towards the.
So we're down to $150.
So you take that down to 150.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Good deal.
And probably keep whatever percent of that.
50%. That's 75,000.
Yeah.
There you go.
If that's what you want, especially like in the general fund, is pretty tricky because if people don't pay their taxes. Yeah.
So our budget.
Well, my thing is
your budget. Our budget is not our budget.
Yeah,
but if we do that, that we'll know where we are. Gives us because we're not because it's this first time kind of getting to where you're actually true it all up in here. So this would give us have the 75 we think would be a good number to start with. So we'd be able to to know because that's quite a little drop in money to drop to have to put out 75,000 somewhere without having some other revenue coming back. Right.
I think it's a little. I think 75 is a little low. Because our budget's 1.1 billion neighborhood, 1.2.
So 15%.
15% of that is a lot more than 75,000.
Well, you have two different funds. Ricky has his own fund.
I understand.
So you can choose whatever percent for him. This should just be 15%. If it's 15% of the
600 and whatever.
Of the select board. I was just thinking the whole budget.
That's 65,000.
You don't want to do the whole budget because 640,000,
whatever it was, 650, whatever. Yeah. So that's
he has his own fund balance.
Right.
10% was is 10%, so you want 15, so that's 90,000.
Yeah,
I understand that.
But right,
his money comes out of
not out of the flat board,
but it's not
coming out of the taxes.
It comes out of taxes.
So why wouldn't you have 15% of the select board's funds?
It's not. It's on a different page.
No, I understand. 15% of select board's funds held over at the end of every year. And 15% of his funds held over at the end of every year.
So you'd still
need this. That one there goes, whatever's left in the highway goes into a highway reserve fund.
Not anymore. Well, you can, but if you want to physically move it to the reserve fund, you have to ask the
taxpayers. The taxpayers, yes.
You don't have to physically move it. You can leave it in your fund balance. If you had a fund balance of $200,000,
that's what
you got an extra $200,000 to spend.
Next year.
You don't have to move it anywhere.
Yeah.
You just sit on it.
And use it if you need it for regular expenses.
And we should have a lower limit for that, which is
because when we get done this paving,
I'm getting that's going to treat them both counts the same.
Down pretty good.
I just thought you were saying I should save more to.
No. 15% for his.
15%
for yours. If you add that up, it's 15% of the whole budget.
It is, but it's not coming out of the 200. It's coming out of the 200 plus his.
Right. That's right. So I think just treat both funds the same, right? So you got.
She's good at managing your money. I like to spend it.
Fine.
Anyway, I just don't want you to forget about it.
No.
And then it takes us a month and a half to figure out in December.
But the last
so we can run across this again maybe at our first meeting in November.
Something like that.
It gives us a month.
And again, you don't specifically have to do a policy if you don't want, but you may want to put something in place so that it's consistent. So if it's three different people sitting around this table next year, that we're going to do the same type of thing.
Yeah, so my gut tells me you need to treat both funds, highway and town fund. They're two separate things. The budgets are different. Treat them both same.
You may not want the same percentage.
Maybe not, but it's close.
Only because his stuff is more unpredictable than our expenses.
Right. So you might want a little more in the highway fund because it's, you never know. You might have to build a freaking bridge or something.
Right. But that's up to you guys.
Yeah. So anyways, that's good thoughts. Awesome. Reschedule August 11th meeting. Why are we rescheduling that?
It's the primary. Election. The polls will be here until 7 p.m. and then I'll be busy until probably 9 p.m.
Why, those sons of bitches.
So, do you guys want to still do it the same week or?
Just skip it.
No, we can't skip it completely.
You could.
Why can't you?
You could. You just had to be prepared going into it. So we may have to pay some bills early. Sure. Kind of thing.
No, I'm just.
Like, what?
You can do it on a different day.
Monday night?
You can push it to Monday night and it'll be fine. If you're all
right. Whatever's good for her. Whatever's I don't want to stress them out that you want to do it after the elections or you want to do it before?
Probably, if you're going to do it the same week, probably before would be better because we'll be probably set.
We should be pretty well set by then in there on Monday night, right?
Right.
Because Tuesday, you get the morning, you'll be ready.
After Tuesday, there's still stuff that's got to go on.
Yeah. I'm going to leave it up to the office.
I'll leave it up to you. It's fine. It works for me. I can just make sure we don't. Monday's fine.
Okay. You want to do Monday? Monday?
Yeah. Now, yeah. It's quarter past eight. 10:10. And I don't want to get very deep into this fire warden shit. And I'll tell you, because it just pisses me off.
Don't get me going. That's the one that just about. But,
yep.
And they do want some paperwork filled out, but we don't even know if Brent's agreed to anything, so I'm not sending them
Maybe we ought to have Brent meet with Brent on this.
Well, I read
through. He's the one. Yeah, I read.
One of the things Brent can do as the newly appointed fire warden is appoint somebody to be the fire warden.
Yeah. Yeah.
So he should just appoint Marvin and everything as it was. Right, done.
But did you
but
read
you no longer call 911?
Yeah.
Well, Marvin will have you call 911 when you get a permit.
I hope not.
No, you'd have to call Marvin.
If he's our duly elected one, because Marvin has, he doesn't call Lamoille for you. He'll tell you,
mean but the
then you got to call Lamoille.
Did you read that? You read it?
Some of it,
I was just.
Well, what they did,
do you see what it is? In, what they've done in here is now they're coming in. Like I said, the state is taking over.
Everything.
Chiseling at you, chiseling and chiseling.
Never let
did
up.
You see in here that if you in they, I want to know who's going to go. So if he comes down, is he putting the fine on you when you've got your pit is over 3 foot in here and you've got open land next there that's within 200 feet? Of the
I did read all that.
All the forest in there. Did you
have to have a burn pit?
Burn, and you got a burn, and it can't be over. It can't be over
can't
3 feet
over 3 feet
there.
Or campfire.
You can't.
You can't build a campfire
on your
own
property.
Your
this is your own property. You can't do
that's
this in here.
That's already in effect, though. Has
no,
it already
no,
been in effect?
No, that's all no.
I was gonna say our fires would definitely be banned.
Well, when snow's on the ground, you don't need a permit, so you're all set.
Oh, okay.
Don't need one now.
But I was afraid.
I don't need one now.
But the thing is I think that,
that's
what I want to know is that when you want to decided that you're going to have a few friends over and you're going to have a cookout in here, you're going to have to ask for that permit?
Nope. I told you. I'm using the Norman Morway permit. Somebody comes up and says, geez, that's a wicked fire. Yeah, it must be a lightning strike. I'm just here keeping it from spreading.
I said in here, and this is why I said I was
3 bored. Feet or less.
Yeah.
Absolute bullshit.
Yep.
Can't be larger than 36 inches.
Yep.
So, anyways, on to the next.
Yeah, perfect.
Trash company, you want to switch? Why?
Yes. So, Sellers is expensive.
Oh, I thought we were already using the other guy.
No. They didn't have any dumpsters. So
oh, does he now?
He does now.
Okay.
So, we can get a 6-yard dumpster. For 2 6-yard dumpsters at the beach, 1 recycling, 1 trash, that will be picked up. The trash will be picked up weekly, and the recycling every 2 weeks. It will be $400 a month. No extra hidden fees. And then if
we're paying $7 something, right?
Yeah, $6 something, yeah. But then they also have a fuel surcharge and
all that. Oh, $700. I thought I remember right.
The Fellas is rough.
Yep.
I have a Casella dumpster, and every time I pay for it, it goes up.
Mm-hmm. Well, and then for the town garage dumpster, that I thought it was a 4-yard, so I originally get the price for that. That was.
I think it's only 3 yards.
It's 2. So for the 2-yard, it's $130 a month.
That's cheap.
And it will get picked up every 2 weeks,
I don't see any problem doing that. No.
You guys are okay with it?
So we haven't been putting much trash in it lately.
So what do we got? You got to send.
Did you put the umbrella in it?
No. Oh, must be Monica did.
Did she? Oh, yeah, probably. The graders broke their umbrellas.
Oh, yeah. I see an umbrella in there.
So, yeah, that's just good fiscal management.
Okay, so thank you.
We have a contract, right? It's month to month with Casella?
We had like a...
It's up in July.
Yeah, it was up. Yeah, so I'm going to call and see
okay,
when
perfect.
We
Now's
can...
a good time to get transferred over.
Yep. Okay. So I'm going to call Casella's and see what I need to do to get transferred and tell Sylvester's when they can come
back. I'll show you that.
Yeah, right here is your campfire.
No, I'm not going back to that. Okay. That'll be all night.
I read that, and then just
driving me. All
night. Driving me right
campfire is 36 inches kind of, or less, built out of stone.
Yeah, line. It's got to be line. I got a fire brick now on the
inside of it. Yeah. Outdoor fireplaces or existing fire rings.
What is it?
36 or less.
200 feet from open grass or anything that can burn.
From any forest land, field containing dry grass or other flammable plant materials.
Yeah, I'm not. I can't deal with that.
I read it. I'm telling you, my blood was boiling all over the pit. I needed a fire going.
They passed those laws last year without anybody's knowledge. So this is we got a proposal for our building. I think you can file that.
Hey, and speaking on other business in there, because this would be the time I can ask Aaron. Did we hear anything back from either one of those guys?
The
whole thing. Yeah, I'm an off-bid for the whole thing. But we're
the guy finally called me last week. He's supposed to put something together, but he hasn't yet.
Yeah.
He, I think, was going to bid on the whole thing. So he is not that company. He's basically just the sister company that works with them. But he also does the other work. So he might.
Anyways.
I told him he could bid on however much bid he wanted.
I talked to Phil.
Oh, yeah?
And he'd be interested in doing the concrete and have your plumber do the radiant and stuff like that, because he doesn't want to be involved in that part of it.
Yeah. For
the, well, most concrete guys probably aren't going to do that anyway, are they?
Oh, I wouldn't think so, but the way they did the concrete before, the way we had it bid, I think theirs was all included.
Yeah.
We could have Rick give us a price on doing the radiant, because there'll be radiant in the floor, and then on the ceiling part of it.
Oh, no. Did and Chad didn't get back at you at all? No.
I did reach out to GMT.
Yeah, you got to
show
that to Butch.
Nah. I got to sharpen my pencil.
You do.
Greg Stokes at
it's the building piece of it though. If you look at it, that was for them anyway.
Green Mountain Technology Career Center out there. He said that he would get us something worked up. His concern is our timeline. And I said I would talk to you guys.
We pretty much don't have
a timeline. That's the problem.
Well, I sent him all of that stuff where there was a timeline on it. So he's just like, I'm not sure.
That's at the school?
Yeah. He goes, I'm not sure we could commit at that time frame. But I said I would talk to you guys about whether or not that was like set
in stone. If we were to do it this fall, we would just want it weather tight for winter.
Okay. So I can let him know.
The inside part, it could be.
They could do whenever.
Yeah.
But we want the structure weather tight.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, we want
dried
so water's dried in so that water's
dried in. Even if they ain't put the windows in, as long as it's boarded up.
Yeah, as long as it's weather tight in.
So I can.
So that should take 2 weeks. Maybe three.
I'll email Greg and give him that information.
That's 3 weeks' work.
But
it's my humble opinion.
He did say that it would be something that they could do, but with the timeline that was on the sheet.
Yeah. So just tell him all we require is it would be dried in before it snows.
November 1st.
Okay.
We don't know when.
Oh, 15th hunting season. Yes, it's got to be
done. Got to be done before hunting,
November 1st.
Right.
Okay.
So, good. Thank you.
Because I did reach out.
So it sounds like it feels interesting. We might be able to juggle something here. And
get some
stuff moving,
in here,
right?
We can find a local contractor to do the electrical stuff and all that. Yeah.
Yeah, we could talk to that kid that. What's that kid that Riley?
Jake.
What's his company?
He works for Local Electric.
He works for an electric company.
Yeah, him and Cody both work for Local
Electric. They were here that night.
Yeah, well, Cody was.
Them, and then there's, I don't know if Grant's doing much work anymore. He does a little.
He does. I think, I don't know if you'd do a whole, want to do a whole.
But there's another kid, too, that came over and helped us at the Sugar House one night. That's not too far.
There's a lot of other smaller ones.
Got his own company, electrical company.
That 802 in there. There's
a bunch of them around. There's
a bunch of smaller logos.
Cody has asked if anyone has put anything in. And I said, well, the bids did not get accepted. He said he would be willing to give us an estimate for that.
Yeah, we can start to reach out to these
individuals. So we may be able to piecemeal that, like, and see if there's anybody local, smaller electricians, like we did the same, you know what I mean?
Yeah, the hardest thing for me is the plumber, because I don't really know any. Yeah. I only know Rick.
I know.
Rick Meachie's the only plumber I know. I think he's retired, isn't he?
Yeah.
So I think if you... There's not a lot of plumbing.
No, it's just a radiant floor.
There's
also
B&D Plumbing, right, that lives here in Eden, too.
Yeah, they just got to zip tie the radiant floor tube into the rebar. However they do that.
Yeah.
I don't know how to do it.
Well, they just put the radiant up and hook it into a manifold and run it back.
Yeah, but I think, isn't his, what's his name's concern, getting it into the concrete? Or
Phil?
Yeah.
He doesn't want to see what happens is when you prep the floor and then you lay the insulation down.
Yes. And then they put the radiant on top of that.
Then they staple that to that, and then he's got to put his rebar on in there.
He doesn't want to do the stapling down.
Because they pressure test all that stuff and
before you.
When
the plumbers don't. The masons, the floor guys don't usually do that.
No.
They just pour the concrete.
But when these guys gave the concrete price, I think they included all that stuff.
Plumber. Yeah. I think everything, that radiant floor, the slab, and everything was all in.
Well, if we got to hire a plumber come up and do that, you know.
Yeah.
Ain't that much. Anyways.
He said he was working on a price, but
okay.
I talked to him last Friday. Yeah. He talked to Ryan tonight because I didn't talk to him.
So, all right, good. So we're making a little minor chunks of headway on that.
I was going to say, because I can talk to
telescope guy what we do.
Yeah.
You know, just need it dried in. Don't even need windows and doors. Just seal it up.
I'll talk to Greg.
So they can work on the inside, right?
I talk to his wife quite frequently, so.
Okay, cool. So we get this financial management questionnaire. Looks like you filled it all out.
I'm required.
All we got to do is sign it, right? So do we have to make a motion to sign this, or?
I don't think so. I think it just has to be signed.
Up to you guys. It's a questionnaire. It's just presented to the select board.
Sounds like we're a pain in the ass.
Yeah.
She marked yes, so.
So I guess I'll make a motion that we sign the questionnaire as Melissa filled out for the whoever.
I'll second it.
All right. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? So I guess we're going to sign that.
And then Butch wanted to see it.
You want to see that?
Sure.
Well, it's too late now. We've already signed it.
Okay.
What's the date again?
14th.
14th.
7th.
All the
July
same answers as last 7th. Year. Nothing's really
okay,
changed.
Perfect. July 14th.
There you go. And we got telecommunication grievance request. What does that mean?
I guess that technically could have been a deletion. So The state changed how the communications lines and stuff were being taxed, where, like, we weren't getting any tax money from cable and stuff like that before because it's personal property, and we don't collect on personal property anymore. But the state changed it, and it's no longer personal. It became real property, which means we would collect. The state already collects either way, obviously. Anyways, Comcast and VTEL both sent out a grievance before we even sent them letters to the whole entire state grieving their values.
See, that was in there. No.
Yeah. Oh, because they're going to add that value to the value of your house?
No, these are Comcast. Like Comcast,
their buildings.
Their systems.
Right.
It's their buildings.
It's not even buildings. It would be wires.
Their infrastructure.
Just like when they put that new power line in, our Grand List went down or up, right?
Well, it does, but we weren't. It does for the education tax, but we weren't collecting on it. Now they got to pay education and town tax.
Because it's real property.
So my concern was the Comcast one was $2 million in value, and if they grieve and succeed, where does that money come from that we're losing? Because you've already sent out the tax bills to everybody else.
Yeah, but are they grieving the town side or
the whole
school
value.
Side?
Yeah.
No, the school
the
whole, side.
The $2 million value. There's
$2 million. Their value. They're saying that's not what our stuff is.
So about. Our grant list would go down $2
million. Right. But yes. It would be after.
But it's,
well, they didn't meet the deadline for grieving.
That's right.
They did.
They did. They sent it out before we even get, before they even.
I thought all grievances had to be done before we sent out our tax bill.
We haven't sent out yet.
Okay.
Right, right now is when you can do grievances.
So yeah, they got to resolve it. And then when they resolve it, it's going to push our tax. It'll push our tax rate one way or the other. It has to be resolved.
It doesn't matter at this point because Comcast has dropped theirs. My concern was, is if the court decided with them, we would lose all that tax money. But you can't charge the taxpayers when you've already set your tax rate and everything's already set.
But we haven't set the tax rate.
You do not understand what I'm saying. It could take them months to get through the court.
Court system, because it could be 3 years, 5 years.
When you set it this year, you would have to set it as if they weren't.
Right. My concern was, I don't even know if you can legally do anything. We have to. But do you have to kind of fluff your tax rate to make up for what?
So, yeah. So where's that going to come to? So yeah. How do you send that back to the taxpayer and say, well, just
sorry,
we made a mistake.
Listen, Tim, we made a mistake in here and we lost
well,
in there.
Well, it's not a mistake on our part.
No, but I'm just saying that the wherever the system was going here. So, Tim, you know, you got to pony up another
$1,500. Yeah.
No, seriously.
That's all I got to pony up. I'll be happy.
So,
another,
I had
said,
emailed the district advisor because I'm like, Benton, this could be terrible for us. Like, how are we going to recover if this happens?
That was in that.
He said there was some stuff in place that basically, if they, in the end, they won their case, that I think it would happen over a couple of years. So we wouldn't have to figure it all out right now, but the rest of the taxpayers.
So they dropped their case?
They dropped their case. We're a month behind a lot of people because we had an extension. So I think they've already started the process in other towns and figured out it's much more than they want to deal with, or maybe they're not going to win.
Yeah.
These are all values from the state. We would have to deny the request anyway.
They're just going to push that value onto their customers.
Well,
that's right. They just raised the price. Yeah.
You're going to pay, whether you pay your property and your property taxes
right.
or
you're
in your.
Oh, you're going
to
pay.
They figured out to make $4 million instead
of
costing
$2 million. So there is still VTEL. They're only a couple $100,000.
Yeah.
They are grieving.
Yeah.
VTEL, but VTEL is hardly a player anymore. Yeah, Infinity or whatever they are.
Xfinity
and the other.
Does Gulf have pay on theirs?
Yes.
Yes.
Infrastructure?
Yeah,
I think everybody, yeah.
Yeah, they do. Because when they upgraded this power line, because they put all them giant windmills up there, and then the power line wasn't big enough.
Yeah, so that was Green Mountain Power.
Yeah, when they put all them new power lines through town, it raised our grand list.
Yeah, I think the power lines were already included, but for some reason the cell stuff and stuff like that wasn't. And
well, it's fiber optic.
So some
it's
of these
wire.
Property owners that have cell towers, they're getting lease money. We weren't allowed to collect on that, which they changed. So we now have values on some of that, which raised the property owner's taxes.
What about these sugar makers?
This one over here?
All the Boy Scouts.
Boy Scouts are still non-taxable.
Yeah, but
they're leasing their
makes
land.
Revenue, make money off the revenue. Somebody should check into that. How
they're a non-profit.
They're non-profit. And
they
if
spend
using,
all the money
if
they make. They don't make
revenue,
any profit.
Well, I'm non-profit because I spend more money.
Well, I guess you better register then.
If they're using their revenue for those things, for these non-profit activities, they're still not.
There's six, depending on the number, who you ask, there's 600 to 700 NGOs, non-government organizations that are non-profit that are in the state of Vermont. There's over 6,000 of them that operate in the state that originate from other states. It's horrible.
So what they
it's
do on that
scam.
Is that if they show that they do make money, they just give their CFO or their
CEO
more money. So that comes out.
Here's how it works. You're a congressman, and I'm an NGO.
Yeah.
I need a grant to go study bullfrogs or something, or whatever my NGO is. So I'm lobbying you to give me that money to go study. But I'm going to use some of that money to lobby you to give me money so I can pay, you know. It's just a political circle jerk where it's a scam. It's a total scam. NGOs are a total scam. I'm not saying that a nonprofit is a bad thing. There's a lot of nonprofits in the world that do great work.
Yeah.
There's some, four or five members who raise thousands of dollars a year for baseball teams and kids' activities and all that. And there's nothing wrong with them. It's these ones that spend all their time the VPIR, you ever hear of them?
No.
Vermont Public Interest Research Group. They're the ones that destroyed the ability to finish the circumferential highway in Burlington. They sued the living shit out of the state. They hired lawyers from all over the country, and they put an end to that road. VPIR. And none of those people are from this state. None of them. But they didn't want you digging up the barge canal, and they didn't want you building that bridge across the Winooski River because there's wetlands over there. And so they sued the state, and that was a snapper.
True.
January just came on.
Probably yeah. True. Shut it down, you know. And that's just one of them. There's several other ones. The more I read it, I got to stop reading it because I have to get better blood pressure medicine or something because it's just driving me insane.
Is there enough blood pressure medicine?
There's not enough for that. I mean,
just asking.
I've said many times, there's three boxes that this country rests on.
So that one.
The ballot box, the soap box, and the ammo box. And we're working hard toward the third one these days.
So that telecommunication is deleted, basically.
Yeah.
Well, the biggest one is. Biggest. The other ones still stand, but I don't think it's going to hurt that bad.
The Lamoille FiberNet Annual Audit Report.
It's just something that
it's a bunch of audit for the Lamoille FiberNet group.
There was also one more thing that...
Do you have FiberNet over where you are?
And then...
Yeah.
Do you like it?
It seems to be all right in
What do you
there.
Have? Fidium?
Yeah.
I just switched to it. It's really good.
It seems to be in there, but I don't...
Phone line's good?
Yeah, it is. Yeah. It is. I like the phone line.
It's smoking fast.
It seems to be
no,
real
not
good.
The internet, like the
and what I don't,
line.
What I don't Way have, and maybe you didn't have in here because they only had two pairs. So toward the end in mine, the copper, they'd have to get so couldn't hear. And then,
got it.
Yeah, and also it would somehow you could sometimes hear other people talking on the line in there. I couldn't hear really what they're saying, but there was somebody that'd be on there. So I'd call them and they'd come and they'd switch back the other pair. It was drier, but so far, knock on wood, we seem to like it. Really, it seems to be. And it was ended up, and we ended up, anyway, I think it's working well for us.
Because the guy is coming around, and my wife is thinking of switching our phone line over to that, but I got to have a backup battery thing, because being on call.
Yeah. So you have to have a UPS. So there's two ways to do that. They can supply you with the phone on a separate fiber, and it's really good. Or you can buy a voice over IP phone and just get internet from them and then get your phone service from somebody else for shitload less. You get your phone service from
But I don't know. But
if you're on call and you really want, I would get the phone from Fidium.
You can get the phone from Fidium, but then you can do a backup.
Battery backup. They have a battery backup.
Yeah. But you can buy that battery backup for like $100. They want to charge you $20 a month for it.
Yeah, you just go
buy one.
One of these, the big box stores down below.
At work, they have them at work. At the
UPS,
that they want into there so that when the power goes off, then it makes sure that...
uninterruptible power supply, and if you buy a very big one, it'll run that modem for a day.
Yeah.
You know, and all it is a big car battery.
Yeah.
Yeah.
With some stuff in it that outputs juice for your modem.
Yeah, I like it. I like it in action.
I switched over to it because it was a lot less money, actually.
Yeah.
Well, that's what
I was paying a lot.
That's what my wife is looking at.
But anyways,
I don't really care.
We got one more thing.
Yep.
On behalf of the Lamoille County Planning Commission and VLCT, I don't know who that is. House Village Trustees, Select Board members can come to Lamoille County, July 23rd at the Morristown Town Office. It's an informal gathering of members of governing bodies. Complimentary pizza and soft drinks, 6 p.m. on July 23rd. You're welcome to show up, but they want you to register if you're coming, so make sure they buy enough pizza. There you go. You can go down there.
I can figure any of you want to go, but I have to give it to you.
Thank you.
And this one's at 5:30 Thursday night.
5:30 Thursday.
Okay. Perfect. Okay.
You're up.
Somebody else. I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. We're opposed? The ayes have it. I believe we're adjourned.
Yes.
Thank you very much.